Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
News today.
You are listening to an Infowars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
To be alive. Trump has completely pulled the United States out of the World Health Organization. Got a bunch of other anti-globalist moves he just made in the last 24 hours or less. Wild. Absolutely wild. Now, if I just wanted to play entertaining stuff of leftists acting like complete lunatic crazies, we could fill the whole 4 hours and have some fun. And I'm kind of tempted just to have fun today, but I'm not going to let myself do it. Though we're going to have a little bit. I've got 6 or 7 stories and videos here, maybe 8, that are just hilarious. Yeah, why jump in with all the hardcore stuff first? You know, J.D. Vance was in Minneapolis, giving support to ICE and the majority of the population that, you know, wants law and order, and pointing out all the murderers and rapists and child molesters that they're picking up and deporting. And then his schedule is public. He got on Air Force One and flew out, was back in D.C. by 10 o'clock at night at the vice president's Naval Observatory, where he lives. And they just surrounded a random hotel until 5 a.m., beating pots and pans and shooting off fireworks and screaming. And they got high school, I guess, bands out there blaring horns so that J.D. Vance couldn't sleep. Got hundreds and hundreds of people out there. None of them were smart enough to go look online and see that he left. I mean, he was on the local news. I mean, just see, that's why they're so powerful, though, because they're so stupid. The left talks about how they're informed and they're academic and they're incredible. But on average, and all the studies are clear, they are the dumbest people on earth. I mean, it's just staggering. That's the kind of stuff we got here today. We have Trump pulling out of the UN. We have a story that really makes my blood boil that we'll be getting to early on in the hour. And just shows you why we're far from being out of the woods yet. 76 Republicans vote to keep carve-outs for groups who do child sex changes in spending package. Yeah, the DEI is all in there. All the rest of the crap. And that vote was just this morning. So you have 76 Republicans joining with unanimous Democrats to keep all that in there. And that's why we've got to continue to get more good people to run who are populist and who are patriots and who are pro-life and anti-death. We need more natalists, we need more pro-family people to run and get rid of the rhinos who get big money from the big hospital chains, the rest of it, that are absolutely at the heart of this. And that's just from the money-making perspective. They want to break the family up, obviously, and kind of make being sterilized cool and avant-garde. That's what it is. But we are turning the tide against the transgender cult. I mean, hell, the UK just banned transgender surgeries. Europe's doing it, too. So why is the U.S. still leading the way in evil? We'll talk about that. But I haven't gotten to the big stories we're going to be covering, and we will today. And huge guest. And I want to apologize for telling you all to get into silver. It's now up 200% in the last couple of years. I want to apologize for being so right. It's over $100 an ounce right now. I apologize. I was so right.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Friday, January 23rd, 2026. And we are 367, 68 days in to the return of the American Republic. We have this super hyped megastorm coming in, starting to hit parts of the West Coast, and they're going to go right across the Midwest into the East Coast. And you never know if these things are as bad as they're going to say. Certainly, we've had blizzards the last 5 years in Texas that I haven't seen since I was about 5, 6 years old. We had some blizzards then that, you know, put 5 feet of snow on the ground. A lot of fun when you're, you know, a kid riding down the hills and stuff on your trash can lids. But this is going to obviously cause massive car pileups, all sorts of delays with aircraft. Poor folks who don't have money are undoubtedly going to freeze to death in their houses. And that's if it's not that bad. Power outages, trees falling on wires. I know that in Austin they're taking it real serious. I saw this morning a bunch of even out-of-state repair trucks, you know, with the cherry pickers on them. I saw a lot of them. So definitely they're taking it serious. So they're bringing in out-of-state people. And I saw state people, and I saw a lot of them. And I probably saw 20 repair trucks just driving to work today. So somebody's taking it real serious. So we'll definitely see what happens as it starts unfolding basically right now. But it's always a lot of fun in places like Texas. Once you get to about central Texas, it might only snow or ice up every 4 or 5 years. So every time there is real snow or ice, it is like crash up derby out there. It's like death defying just to try to get into work when this is going on. So We'll see how that all unfolds, obviously. Trump posted on Truth Social. He said, record cold wave expected to hit 40 states. Rarely seen anything like it before. Could be the environmental insurrectionists should explain this. Whatever happened to global warming? That's right. Record cold wave expected to hit 40 states. Rarely seen anything like it before. Could the environmental insurrectionists please explain whatever happened to global warming? That's a very, very good question. We'll get into this. Trump has pulled us out of the World Health Organization entirely. Canada's military preps model of hypothetical U.S. invasion in first drill of its type in history. WF Davos, 2026 marks death of globalism. U.S. media lies about ice detaining five-year-old and massive winter storm set to hit. And yeah, it turns out easily verifiable. Didn't use a kid as bait. Didn't detain him. You know, didn't do any of it. Just a total and complete lie, like everything else they do. That black couple with six kids was at the protest for 2 hours with the kids locked in the minivan. And they just basically made the whole story up. This is Jussie Smollett 2.0. We've got a lot of developments on that front. Minneapolis gears up for mass anti-immigration enforcement protests starting tonight and through the weekend. And I'll hand it to the communists. They encircled that hotel. They thought J.D. Vance was in last night. He'd publicly flown back to D.C. and beat pots and pans and blew horns and blew whistles until 5 a.m. And it was 15 below zero while they were doing it. So we finally got a way to get leftists to do some work and get up off their asses. So they're going to be running around rioting this weekend, and they're saying it's going to be like 20 below zero there. So, I mean, I like the cold, folks, and I'm pretty tough. And let me tell you, I wouldn't be wanting to hang around even with a good coat and gloves and stuff in 20 below for more than an hour. I mean, I don't care how tough you are. It starts hurting. So can you imagine if this was the summer, how big these riots would be around the country? And that's what they're gearing up for. So they're just waiting to stage their false flag. And it ties into a whole bunch of other crazy developments. Also, Newsom is really in the crosshairs, which is good because he's a really bad person, Newscom. And a lot of people are pointing out what I pointed out, that why is he at a foreign event running down America and Trump? It's one thing if you do it here. Why are you doing it there? Well, that's his whole philosophy. That's what the Democrat Party is. So if you're mad about them doing it overseas, they fundamentally are trying to dismantle and run it down here. So I'm glad that, you know, Stephen A. Smith has finally figured this out, but I got a bunch of stuff on Newsom and just how bad he is. And another Scott Bessent joke about him and what the knee pads were for. But I just love Newsom yesterday during Davos. But he's like, Trump sits around and makes jokes. It's pathetic to have a president that makes jokes. You're not supposed to make jokes. By the way, get me the knee pads for all the CEOs that are going to give Trump a blowjob. And then I thought he was joking when he said, buy them on my website, the Trump knee pads. No, he's actually selling it and making money. And by the way, he's got a tons of money, like his Aunt Pelosi, his auntie. Remember, he kept all his restaurants open when everything was locked down. His French Laundry is in the caviar and all of it. I mean, this guy is just a piece of work, folks. Pelosi's worth billions. He's worth hundreds of millions. They hide most of it. When you hear he's worth $50 million, it's $500 million. When you hear Ilhan Omar's worth $30 million, it's $100 million. When you hear that Pelosi's husband's worth $1 billion, it's $5 billion. I mean, these people are crooks. Speaking of crooks, we have a very special guest joining us at the bottom of the next hour. Sarah Gonzalez is an amazing reporter and great podcaster and talk show host, and also not too hard on the eyes. Really great lady, her and her husband. She went out and exposed fraud bigger than the Somalis in Texas, and it's the Indians. Now, again, this isn't new news. This is documented. It's accelerating, but that's what I keep telling people. All you got to do is go out and show this, and then it'll draw attention and go mega viral, and the legislature and the government will take action. But that's what the Indians are doing. Not all of them. We're not talking mean to the Indians, but they bring family in, claiming they have jobs they don't have. They claim that there's businesses they're running that aren't running, and then they get tax credits on those. So it is fraud. And she details that. And if you think the Somalis are running a scam, per capita, yeah, they're the king scammers. But they're only in four or five cities. The Indians are in every town and city, as you know. And nobody's not saying they're not nice. Nobody's not saying they don't work hard. You see them, you know, doing that. I don't have a thing against Indians. But they come from an incredibly corrupt system. In certain tribes bring in their people. You know, 70% of the HB1 visas are from India. And then of that, over 80% are from one little sector. So they're not going to help other Indians get in. They're not going to help you get a job. And then they've been caught everywhere, basically only hiring Indians at the U.S. companies they come into. And that's why you go to a tech company, or you look at the new tech CEOs, or you go to a tech event, it's like, damn, it's like 80% Indians. It's like, yeah. Well, they're really smart. They have really high IQs. They have really good, you know, test scores. And they are smart people, but it turned out they're saying these people have, like, electrical engineering degrees and stuff. We're top of their class. They're coming here, and they don't even have high school degrees, a lot of them. They're just lying, folks. So it's a serious situation because we've got a culture that has checks and balances and meritocracy and all this. The rest of the world's not like that. And so we import people that are going to do things the way they always did it. That's why in Texas and New Mexico and Arizona, and anybody doubts me, just go to a gas station or a truck stop, go in the bathroom. They got signs on the doors in Spanish saying, put toilet paper in the toilet. Do not put it in the corner. Because they don't flush stuff like that in the rural areas of Mexico. And so you put your poop wipes in the corner. And then the Indians and people, I guess, a lot of them wash in the toilets. So there's a lot of washing their feet, and they take showers in the toilets, and that becomes quite a mess. And, you know, in the sinks, you come in, and the Indian's got his butt in the sink, washing his ass in front of you. And there's videos of this. I've actually run into it in the airport. It's pretty wild. You walk in, a man's trying to put his ass in the sink. And if we don't enforce our culture, these people will never learn. But and they're already here. I'm just saying it's time to put a moratorium on this. Until we processed all of this, because it's out of control. Sorry, I'm already going there. Sarah Gonzalez coming up with her exclusive, incredible report that's right up there with Nick Shirley. This needs to go mega viral. And it has. I noticed she got irritated because it's getting tens of millions of views, and the folks that grabbed it, who do a great job, Wall Street Apes, didn't even think to, like, who she was or give her credit. They're not being mean. I know those guys. They move so fast. Because at least the story's getting credit, and she'll get credit in the end. No, it's not about getting credit. When you have a show, you put everything into and everything, you know, you it is going to get the credit. But she'll get it one way or another now. But she's like posting on her, hey, why don't you even say who the reporter is? At least do that. Well, it's Sarah Gonzalez. So she'll give me exclusive details of this in the video and so much more coming up. You definitely don't want to miss this information today. Now, we've also got a lot of other angles how they're harassing ICE. And then they're getting caught on undercover video. New York City hospital staff mistreat injured undercover cops thinking they were ICE officers. So they demonize them, say they're criminals, they're killing innocent people, they're Nazis. They dehumanize them. And then now, oh, it's okay to put, you know, to put stuff in their food. It's okay to mistreat them. It's okay to not give them medical treatment. And it's not even ICE, folks. Like all the videos you see of the left just randomly, they see some IT guys in a restaurant in Minneapolis, and then they'll just go in and beat them up because we think you're ICE. Or, oh, you're wearing an American flag shirt. We're going to beat you up because they want to attack people. So that's coming up. We've also got Fox News finally reporting that large sections of Europe, Canada, and the UK are now no-go zones for non-Muslims. We've got big evidence of election fraud being documented from 2020. Everything I said, Trump said, others said, exactly as we said, how they did it, where they did it, but the numbers are all far worse in Georgia, in Pennsylvania, in Arizona, in Michigan, and many other states as well. The states you think are really blue aren't, folks. It's fraud. And that's the secret of the Democrat Party. So that's all coming out. But right now, I want to kick off with the Somali situation with the mayor, Mr. Fry, who is the archetype of the criminal leftist that we face in these blue cities. And why at a certain point, we're going to have them indicted for racketeering because they're illegally fomenting all of this and illegally blocking constitutional law enforcement actions. And if we don't understand that that's what it is with Soros getting control of the judges and the prosecutors and the mayors, then there's no way to ever beat these people. You can't just oppose the criminal stuff they do. You have to go after the central area of the mothership, and you have to start indicting the Soroses and the NGOs and the leadership. And we have them all admitting that that's all coordinated, and it's all meant to overthrow our republic. So it's not free speech. Instead, we've got, oh, let's indict Don Lemon and these people. That stuff's not really constitutional. They could have kicked him out for trespassing. Yeah, in some cases, if they do have the emails and text messages that they went there to oppress their speech and went there to silence them, yes, that is a civil rights violation, but it's very hard to prove. It's not with the Soros training and the universities and the documents we have. They admit it is to drive America into submission. They admit it's to silence people. They admit it's all coordinated. In most cases, using U.S. taxpayer money, that is illegal as hell. So I see the stuff the DOJ will occasionally do, an indictment here, an indictment there, and it's always, and they know more about this than I do. It's always something designed to fail, just like with Comey, just like with Letitia James, and I see through it, and I think you see through it too, and you should be pissed. But here's John Bowen's latest report on the evil, wicked mayor of Minneapolis. Here it is.
Don't be engulfed by the smoke screen of the ongoing ICE raids and the anti-ICE protests.
This is not just about resistance here in Minneapolis. It's about love. So you've got people uniting and coming together in this beautiful way.
After the shooting of Renee Good, the coverage of ICE on CBS, NBC, and ABC was 93% negative. 93% negative is not journalism. It's tribalism.
Let's keep our eye on the ball.
How high up do you think the message went that there was fraud? Do you think it made its way to the governor's office?
I struggle to believe it didn't. I have to believe that the governor's office and Keith Ellison's office were aware of this. They've said they were involved in helping the FBI. They've said they were made aware.
Mr. Dexter, could have something been done about this earlier?
Yes. As I stated in my opening testimony, in the years that I worked there, we identified how fraud was occurring, the loopholes that existed, and we...
What were some of the warning signs, Mr. Dexter?
Well, the fact that part of our job was to go and collect attendance records. We would find attendance records that were either incomplete, non-existent.
But I can't understate it. How frustrated Minnesotans are right now with the level of fraud and the lack of accountability. Assistant Commissioner Moore said that through the SWIFT system, through your accounting system, you know who you're paying. You know the people who you are sending money to. You know their name. You know their business. Frankly, you probably know who they're connected to. And through the tools across state agencies and across all of the executive branch, from business registrations to what they have to file with the Attorney General's office, all of those tools exist. So why are payments continuing to people who have been convicted of fraud?
Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey's inner circle has been riddled with explosive ties to one of the biggest fraud heists in American history, the $250 million Feeding Our Future scam.
The brazen scheme of staggering proportions.
The largest pandemic fraud in the United States.
The subjects in this case weren't interested in feeding our future. They were interested in feeding their own gluttony.
We have new details on a jury tampering scheme at the center of a major fraud case. Federal prosecutors indicted five people for their roles in offering a juror $120,000 for a not guilty verdict in the Feeding Our Future fraud scheme. The U.S. attorney says the group targeted juror 52 because she was the youngest juror and appeared to be the only juror of color.
Three of Frey's own appointees got nailed. Former senior policy aide Abdi Nur Salah pleaded guilty to wire fraud. Shamarke Issa, twice handpicked to chair the Minneapolis Public Housing Authority, copped to wire fraud and restitution in the millions. Abdik Kadir Inanche Muhammad, tapped for Frey's community safety work group, faced indictments in the same rotten scheme. Add in campaign max donations from at least eight indicted players, plus Frey's own wife, Sarah Clark, lobbying at the firm that shielded Feeding Our Future itself, and you've got a tangled web of proximity, appointments, and unanswered questions screaming conflict and cover.
Look, the fraud's real. We've all got to acknowledge it. The fraud is very real, and by the way, when somebody commits fraud, and there are many that have done that, you investigate it. You charge, you prosecute, and yeah, you put the person in jail as an individual. You put the person in jail as an individual. You do not hold an entire community, any community, accountable for the actions of individuals.
Frey claims ignorance and distances himself. But how long can the distraction go on for this city under siege by its own local and state government?
Who are the funders, the orchestrators, the facilitators of these riots and these efforts to impede lawful enforcement.
John Bowne reporting for InfoWars.
You know, it's like we're stuck in Groundhog Day. You got John Solomon there saying, who runs this? We need to find out. I've been hearing that for 20 years. We know exactly who funds it. The Tides Foundation, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, George Soros. I mean, it's all on record. And we know what their plans are. They publicly say it's to overthrow the government and intimidate the population. They admit they want to engage in mass fraud to bankrupt the treasuries and collapse society and Clarke and Piven. That was adopted by the 70s as official Democrat Party policy. You've seen them do the same thing in Europe. And so people ask, oh, is Mayor Fry involved? He wouldn't have been put in there if he wasn't involved. This is all extremely organized with total precision. Again, they just got new footage out of Ohio with a whole network of judges and people who use the illegal aliens as cutouts to sign them up for all this welfare. And then the law firms and groups that do it get most of the money of the illegal aliens. That's been known for 40 years. They're just scaling up. So I'm going to explain again. The Democrat Party sets this up in every major state. They know the fraud. It is completely premeditated. And I've got clips of, you know, famous high-level mob capos who were convicted of you know, running scams, not this heinous, just not paying, you know, gas tax, but still, okay, all right. And they're like, this is how it works. Let me explain. And they're absolutely right. I mean, this is precision. Okay. And it's the same everywhere. The Somalis, though, negotiate for themselves because they're a tribal group. It's the ruling tribal group that rules over the Somalis that is mainly here. They don't let the other ones come. Just like a special Indian tribe out of India is you know, the majority of Indians that come here from just one region. Because that's how it all is. Well, we help our people, nobody else. And that's the attitude. And they're able to negotiate a bigger slice for themselves. The Hispanics, the illegals they bring in here, most of them are just desperate, you know, fleeing collapsed societies. Some are criminals, and they're all criminals, period. But, you know, I mean, real criminals. They're not getting any of it, folks. They're being exploited. And so when you look at Democrats, you have to understand the premeditated monstrousness of these people. I mean, these people, I know you know, but I mean, do you really know? And here it is. Turns out they've got the full video. ICE has got it. They've been, you know, releasing it on their site. The illegal aliens run, leave their little kid, just abandon him. They leave the 5-year-old. And then ICE, you know, goes and picks him up and saves him. And then the media turns it into, oh, look, they kidnapped a kid and used him as fish bait. I mean, it's just, anything they can lie about, they lie about. So just remember, anytime they say something, do not just out of hand believe them. And I know most of you know that. But I saw more news articles yesterday that I personally peed on dead kids' graves in Connecticut from Sandy Hook. No one ever peed on their graves. No one ever did anything to them. That's all made up. But no, I personally, they don't care. And people read this stuff. I'm running around with my penis hanging out, pissing on graves. I mean, it's just, and ICE is kidnapping kids and using them as bait. It's all lies. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain's switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom, heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced, and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow, grass-fed from thealexjonesstore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available, discounted, at thealexjonesstore.com. If you ask Grok, or if you ask a sports nutritionist, or if you ask the nutritionist on the Olympic teams, they will tell you that creatine is absolutely a must. TheAlexShowStore.com already has the very best creatine you can get on the market. But now we're introducing this, and I am extremely excited. Let me introduce you to this bad boy that comes in two delicious flavors. That is the recommended daily allowance of the highest quality type of creatine. Right there, concentrated, the very best. We get it from the top lab in the country, the highest rated. 5 milligrams of this a day. Bottom line, this is tasty, it's delicious, it's good for you, it helps children, it helps middle-aged people, and it really helps old people. If you're not taking creatine, you're crazy, and we've got the best.
Look here, even to this very day, I still have my trusty old trench knife from the war.
Order now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Hello, friends. Welcome to my home. We have all kinds of supplements. Sometimes we have BOGO Supps. We're always coming out with new products, and this is one of my favorites. You can shop for all of our supplements and apparel right here on the phone app.
Introducing Ultra DNA Revival, the advanced daily supplement designed to help you feel and perform at your absolute best, starting at the cellular level. Backed by cutting-edge mitochondrial and DNA support science, Ultra DNA Revival delivers noticeable all-day energy without stimulants or crashes, faster recovery and greater endurance, sharper focus and mental clarity, support for healthy blood sugar levels, stronger immune system function, enhanced liver health and natural detoxification, reduces everyday stress and anxiety, protection against oxidative stress and the visible signs of aging. And again, this is a private label of an already best-selling brand that found this. Thousands of customers report feeling the difference in as little as 7 to 14 days. Right now, take advantage of our best pricing ever. VIP members, $34.95. Regular, $59.59. Save over 40% with a VIP membership for $30 a month. Experience the revival your body has been waiting for. Secure your DNA revival today at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
Must be some kind of way out of here, said a joker to the thief. There's too much confusion, I can't get no relief. Businessman there, drink my wine, come and take my herb.
Now we've got, obviously, massive news of the economy, huge news on geopolitical developments in the military. Just huge developments with the Democrats openly admitting they want a civil war and their new plans to do it. Newsom's been caught in a whole bunch of garbage. But I want to digress here into a microcosm because it's an interesting story. It's a big story. And what's happening with the truth of J6 coming out is obviously even bigger. That it was a Fed insurrection, that it was staged by Nancy Pelosi, that they did have hundreds of FBI operatives and FBI in the crowd, that they did have other NGOs, that they did break in, that they did put handcuffs on the other feds and act like they arrested them, but then take off the handcuffs and high-five them. They staged it. And then you've got the pets of Pelosi, these key Capitol police officers, not just the one that executed Ashley Babbitt. And so Ivan Raiklin, former Green Beret, Defense Intelligence Agency lawyer, you name it, he's up there covering things daily. We have him on all the time on Capitol Hill and in and around D.C. and Virginia. And so he's there at the J6 hearings, where, or the Jack Smith hearing, where they're bringing up J6, and Michael Fanone, who is the pet of Pelosi, I mean, literally constant photos of her basically sitting in his lap, kissing all over him. He's the guy that just 2 weeks ago said, listen, you need to use the Second Amendment, go get guns and use it on ICE. They're criminals, they're illegal, take them out, basically, which is a real insurrection, okay? And I always thought he looked like a crazed gremlin in the eyes when I've seen him on TV and stuff, when he's not doing fake crying. But he starts flipping off the Congress people while they're talking. He also lifts his hands up and does the shoot a gun at him. I posted on my X account last night just so we can go pull that up for folks. It's at Real Alex Jones on X. You want to see it. But he's like bang, bang to the congressman. He's flipping him off as well. And then under his breath, coughing, going, F you. And they actually say, stop that. And then he gets up at the end of the hearing and goes over and gets in Ivan Raiklin's face, who's like 30 feet away, and tries to start a fight with him. And Raiklin's controlled. And we have this, all the side angles, back angle, front angle. And then he says, oh, my God, you say you're coming to rape my children. He told people to kill us. I mean, you'll hear the audio. You'll see the video. And that's the left. And, of course, I already knew Raiklin wouldn't do that. Plus, I went and looked. No one's ever accused Raiklin of that. He's always been very polite. And so as soon as he realized that he'd act like a fool, had to be held back trying to attack Raiklin, who was just totally calm, he just made up a lie. I mean, we're talking Jesse Smollett stuff here, folks. So I broke the exclusive last night that Raiklin is going to sue him if he doesn't retract. But imagine, he's like a couple rows up and over, pops up and says, it's my mortal enemy. It's Ivan Raiklin. Ivan reaches out as he walks over with his hand to shake his hand. Starts saying, don't pretend we're not mortal enemies. And then starts threatening to kick his ass. So the other goon cops from J6 grab him and hold him back. And then the Capitol Police come over and tell Raiklin, sit down, you're causing a disturbance. And it's just total upside down world with these people. And you got this crazy man who a week and a half ago is literally, we played the clip, saying you got a Second Amendment. These guys are illegal. They're not real officers. Get your guns and you know what to do. I mean, we never said that about the Capitol Police. So let's go ahead and play him saying F you to the congressman when he's pointing out that Jan 6 was an inside job. And let's go to, there's a bunch of side shots of this happening, and then Ivan on his own phone shooting him. And then Ivan wanted to have a witness that was there on, that's fine. But it's like, do I need a witness? The sun came up this morning? I know they're denying it, and the left headlines are crazed Green Beret tries to cause an altercation, attacks the little innocent cupcake, Michael Fanone, but that's not true. So, yeah, great. Have an eyewitness on that had two biological eyeballs that saw it. We can go watch 15 different angles of the same thing. Fine, we'll do it. But in a way, that's almost like going to their zone, when they're like, oh, he attacked us. But again, the bigger issue is that it's all coming out. It's come out that it was a Fed insurrection. And that's why Michael Fanone is so mad. So let's just play the clips back to back. First, him cussing and flipping off Congress. By the way, anybody else does that, your ass is thrown out of there. Owen didn't even cuss at him or flip him off. He just spoke and then got indicted for it and put in jail. That was the first time. So if you're a conservative and say you're lying and then leave, oh, jail time. But if you're like, F you, screw you, boom, boom, flipping him off, that's totally good. But again, it's the arrogance of this guy. So here's the clips.
I would like to quickly address the police officers from January 6th. Mr. Don, Mr. Fanone, Mr. Gonell, Mr. Hodges. I'm a member of the new select committee to actually examine what happened that day. And I can tell you, gentlemen, that the fault does not lie with Donald Trump. It lies with Yogananda Pittman and the U.S. Capitol leadership team. We know they had the intelligence and there was going to be a high propensity for violence that day. Claim my time, yeah.
You will be in order. The time belongs to the gentleman from Texas. We've had some disruptions already. We don't need that.
By the way, hit pause. We can delay it ourselves on our end for radio stations, but I want everybody to actually hear him say, go fuck yourself. So can we get the raw one? I want to get that on tape here for the general public. Okay, but the point is he's literally up in the front row saying, flipping him off, saying, go F yourself. They hear him and say, you need to stop that. And my point is anybody else would have been thrown in jail. And I'm over First Amendment, so maybe the first time don't throw him in jail. I'm just saying, according to their rules, this is an insurrection worse than, you know, Pearl Harbor. You know, their takeover of these hotels, their storming of ICE facilities are way more violent than Jan 6, and most of that was feds that started it. I was there. Remember that. Yeah, here it is with the not censored.
I would like to quickly address the police officers from January 6th. Mr. Don, Mr. Fanone, Mr. Gonell, Mr. Hodges. I'm a member of the new select committee to actually examine what happened that day. And I can tell you, gentlemen, that the fault does not lie with Donald Trump. It lies with Yogananda Pittman and the U.S. Capitol leadership team. We know they had the intelligence and there was going to be a high propensity for violence that day. Claim my time, yeah.
You will be in order. The time belongs to the gentleman from Texas. We've had some disruptions already. We don't need that. Let the gentleman may continue.
We know the Capitol leadership team, specifically Yogananda Pittman, had the intelligence, and there was going to be a high propensity for violence that day.
He comes over to Ivan, gets his face, and then he's the bad guy. The cops get then get it right on his face. Ivan threatened to rape his children. No, that's true. Then he went out and got in fight some people outside. Here's Ivan's video of it.
Hey, Michael.
Hey, what's up, buddy?
Ivan Raper.
So,
why do you have to swear at me?
What's that?
Why do you have to swear at me?
Oh, dude, don't pretend like we're not mortal enemies.
Well, why do you have to lose your cool like that?
I'm not losing my cool.
I'm
not losing my cool.
Every single time I communicate with you,
I am always professional with you. Well, I'm not.
Other people to contain your Tourette's syndrome. Okay?
I'm not gonna get thrown out. You've threatened my family and you've threatened my
life. Oh, have I?
You're a traitor to this country.
Why are you spasmodic?
Am I spasmodic?
Absolutely.
Look behind you. Do something.
Why should I? I'm communicating with you and trying to calm you down. Right? Look at your face and structure. You can't even control yourself.
You see how many people are
constraining you?
Come get me.
Look at me. Total control over my mind.
Cops that took out Ashley Babbitt.
Total control over my body, and I'm totally dominating you right now.
Sir.
Totally dominating.
Sir, let's step aside.
I'm not.
This guy has threatened my family, threatened my children, threatened to rape my children.
Oh, really?
My children, you sick.
Did that Joe Biden rape his daughter?
Rape my children.
More people need to
come. Let me hear you, Joe Biden. So I love the Capitol cop who's on duty. Comes over while the other guy's reaching over like he's going to attack Ivan Raiklin. And then they come over. You're bad, Ivan Raiklin. This is how it always is. Next, they'll say Ivan Raiklin peed on children's graves or something. So, Ivan, this is just a perfect microcosm of their mindset. He was so upset during the hearing with troops coming out. Wow. I mean, you've got to sue him. I know you're sending him a letter to retract under the statutory law. If he doesn't, you got his ass.
Absolutely. So I'm just going back and forth with my attorney. It's basically, he said, take a look at the draft. Looks like it's ready to go. We're going to send it to the registered agent, probably for his publisher of his book. I just sent Daria a quote that's relevant to understand Fanon in this, where he's basically Nancy Pelosi's lackey. But bottom line, it's going out today, and we're going to give him, I think, just for litigation purposes, we're going to give him a few days to retract it. If that doesn't happen, then absolutely, this is a total slam dunk defamation per se here in Virginia. You can see there, from time to time, this is according to Fanon's own book that he was, I mean, they paid him off with that. If you can read through that, if I can read through that real quick, Alex, bring that back up. It says, from time to time, Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi calls to check in, sometimes via FaceTime at 3 a.m. in the morning. I don't think she sleeps. I've had drinks with Congressman Eric Swalwell, a Democrat, Adam Kinzinger, a Republican. Liz Cheney and her dad took me out to dinner. And this is just one instance of it. I mean, many instances in his book that I actually read and listened to when I, right after I broke my leg a couple years ago, when I was researching January 6th and these four Capitol Police / MPD officers. He talks about how he drinks all the time, how he had drug problems back in the day. Maybe he still does. I don't know. And then also he interacts with Pelosi on a regular basis, along with Jamie Raskin and others.
And we now have Pelosi video exactly out of her daughter at. And her staffers saying they planned this for 2 years and that they knew and stood down. So they're behind it. He's pissed. And then he comes over to you. And then when he actually makes it up that you've said you're going to rape his children, what the hell is this?
Yeah, I think what happened right there, Alex, is this is the only thing I can think of, is that just like when he did on January 6th and lie, you look at his body camera, it's actually coming out. A lot of people that have already put this out that are J6ers about Fanon and him lying about what happened to him that day across all different platforms. The body cam is going to probably go viral now. And so you're going to see that he totally lied. What he said happened never happened. And when you get a rabid dog in the corner that's been lying their whole life and they're getting pressured into getting the truth out, that's the reaction. So he totally lost his cool on me because I wasn't going to bend a knee. He usually, I guess, tries to bully people, look them in the eye and face off with them. And you can tell that my heart rate probably didn't go above 40 beats per minute the entire time that I was standing there, because you can never put fear or apprehension of harm in my mind. I control that, just like I explained. I control and have total dominion over my brain and my body. And obviously, he does not have that self-discipline to do so. And I also reminded him, I'm totally dominating him. Just like you say on your show and all the time, we are just completely decimating the deep state. And this is, I think, a key piece of content that is now going to change the vector of, we've hit the apex of BS. And I think those that are bystanders that believe the hype of the last 5 to 10 years are going to view that video. Thankfully, it's going viral to see this is what truth looks like, unwavering against demons and liars. And it just manifested.
Yeah. And I got your friend on, who's another great reporter and patriot, to say, oh, he saw this happen. We all see it on the video, but I know why you're doing that. I know that there's news articles. It's everywhere. Ivan Raiklin, the crazed Green Beret, tries to start a fight with the poor little Michael Fanon. And I mean, so, but it just shows the deception machine. Imagine his brain. He just suddenly, instantly goes, oh God, I look like a fool. They've had to restrain me. Ivan just pointed that out. You want to rape my children. You said you're going to rape my kids. I mean, what kind of brain just comes up with that? Ivan, we've lost your audio. I think you muted. Yeah, Ivan. Talk to Ivan. He doesn't know he muted himself.
Yeah, here we go. I'm back.
Yeah, go ahead.
When he tried to bully me into, and then he saw that I didn't hesitate and didn't back down, I think that's when he had to go into the false accusation and the victimhood mode. We've seen him do that over the last 5 years, and that was just another instance of it. And the reason why he does that is because he's faced no consequence. He only gets lauded. He gets book deals. I mean, there's constant, it's just ridiculous, okay? What this is going, and I'm going to try my best in order to create courage in Jim Jordan and this committee and the U.S. Capitol Police officer that he assault. Officer Fanon, former MPD, disgraced MPD officer Fanon, assaulted the female U.S. Capitol Police officer after he was removed from interacting with me. I was never given a warning because I've talked to multiple U.S. Capitol Police officers to ask them, did I do anything that remotely would trigger a warning? And every single one of them said, I can't believe how composed you were.
Yeah, for those that are on radio and didn't see it, for people that don't see the video, you're there. He comes from two rows ahead, starts bobbing back and forth at you like he's a cobra. You hold out your hand, and he goes, dude, we're mortal enemies. Don't act like we're friends. Then he starts coming over and threatening you. So, again, it's just everything with him is a total and complete lie. We got your witness on, Leland Lerman, who can obviously give some context and stuff that might not have been caught on tape. We'll go to him in a moment. But just in general, you're an expert on J6, one of the top ones, other than, I would say, somebody like Stuart Rhodes, who's been inside and outside of the jaws of it. Recap briefly, Ivan, what really happened on J6 and why they're so upset that things are coming out?
Bottom line, it was a Fed surrection, and then everything after that, from the legislative branch to the executive branch, was a Fed surrection cover-up, okay? And they know that the exposure is going to happen because contextualizing, remember, it went from the hands of the legislative branch and Pelosi, the weaponization. Then it was handed over after the Democrats lost in 2022 over to the DOJ and Jack Smith. And so you saw the confluence of MPDC, U.S. Capitol Police, the Democrats, the legislative branch, and Jack Smith all in one room where the entire country saw that no one is believing that lie. And now we're starting to basically put foot on neck of these liars. And now we have to motivate the coward, cuck Republicans to actually hold those liars and treasonous to account.
That's right. I've seen some of the work
MPD officers are the ones that battered and slaughtered Lila Morris. MPD officers were the ones that almost murdered Victoria White. MPD officer like Michael Fanon lied their way through life the last 5 years.
Now, Leland Lerman, I'm aware of some of his work, but he was there, and I just want to bring him up.
In that white suit right there.
Yeah, absolutely. Leland Lerman, tell us from the angle you saw with your own eyeballs, what really happened and where you see this going.
Thanks, Alex. So I was there. I've been invited to participate by Ivan the day before, and I made sure to be there because as you know, many Americans have a hard time understanding what's going on with this particular situation. And so I wanted to see for myself. And as I observed what happened, I considered it to be a contest of champions. I saw immediately that this was their champion and that Ivan is a champion for the other side. And as I was watching, I mean, to be perfectly fair, I didn't really expect anything other than what happened, because I knew Ivan fairly well, but his conduct and his courage and his willingness to engage on the merits of the situation demonstrated that not only is he a heroic individual, but that the reality of his cause, the truth and the justice of his cause was transparent.
Well, that's because why they're so incredibly upset. So it's one thing to see the video. Obviously, Michael Vaughn is a complete maniac. But what do you make of them spinning it now that Ivan started something, the cop acting like Ivan did something? That to me shows how scared they are.
Well, let me be very clear. I would like to say that I felt like Ivan did make the first engagement, but I don't dispute. I feel that that was perfectly justified. This is a situation where Americans need to communicate across this boundary. And it was an entirely fair challenge that Ivan extended, which was, can we talk about this? Now, I think that it's probably also fair to say that Ivan knew that this gentleman was not going to be up to that challenge. But for those of us who haven't been following the situation as closely as Ivan has, this was a remarkable testament to the fact that their position is insecure and that the people that they have recruited to represent them are therefore insecure. Now, I'm not sure exactly.
Now I get what you're talking about. We have a C-SPAN camera footage. We have a C-SPAN camera footage of right before the other angles, when the Capitol cop blows up, that Ivan talks to him and just says, "Hey, can we talk?" So that's supposedly the great evil that Ivan engaged in. Ivan, what did you say to him?
Yeah, it's a Metropolitan Police Department officer. I put my hand out and said, "Michael, Ivan Raiklin." And then that's immediately went to a litany of Tourette syndrome responses. And then the rest you saw, and as he was being pulled out, he tells the U.S. Capitol Police officer that was performing very well. The two Capitol Police officers that kept the cool there, I have to laud them because they operated very professionally and kept things under wraps. But Mr. Fanone, basically, he said, it'll be in the video, "Get your hands off me, get your effing hands off of me," and essentially nudges. Any other human being that would have done that in a committee hearing room, like you said, Alex, would have been immediately arrested. Okay? Immediately arrested.
All right, Ivan, stay
and
there.
Then he wouldn't have the opportunity Leland, to stay there. Further.
Hold on just a second. We got to go to break. We're going to come back in 2 minutes. We have 5 more minutes on this for you both to get closing comments on it. But I wanted to just get on record what really happened. Thank you so much. Now, remember, we just did hour number one. Hour number two is going to be jam-packed with news, information, you name it. But I'm here telling you, I'm backed by you, the American people, and your support. I designed this new hat. I think it's really cool. This is a lot of fun. And it's the latest hat of the hundreds and hundreds that are available, the widest selection of Patriot apparel anywhere at thealexjonesstore.com. If you're a radio listener, I'll describe it. It's a tan hat, trucker hat. It says American Supply Company established 1776 with two gads of snakes on either side. I love it. And the crew loves it. So this is an Alex Jones designed hat right here at thealexjonesstore.com. And until Sunday at midnight, you get a free limited edition InfoWars established 1997 shirt free with every order. And also part of the huge sale that ends Sunday night at midnight, up to 45% off on the incredible supplements, the Life Force, the Atomic Defense, the bovine colostrum, the CMOS, Irish CMOS capsules and gummies, turmeric, ultimate burn, natural fat burn system, ultramethylene blue capsules and tinctures, ultramethylene blue as well stacks very well with ultramethylene red, a proprietary product we've produced that has similar effects but hits at different angles of the body. Amazing. It's all available right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Thealexjonesstore.com. And it is your support to keep us on the air. I can't do it without you, so I'm asking you for support. And the limited edition knives that are in right now, those are about to sell out. Thealexjonesstore.com. And anybody buying anything should become a VIP. In your profile, $30 a month, you get $40 to spend on store. Special deal, special offers. You make $10 every time you do it. Cancel any time. Please become a VIP and stand with us as we retake America and the world. We'll be right back with our special guest, Ivan Raiklin, and his witness. Stay with us.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain's switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You've heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow grass fed from thealexjonesstore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available discounted at thealexjonesstore.com. Well, barring a miracle, InfoWars, the website, the studio, will be shut down somewhere in or around January 1st, 2026. But regardless, the InfoWar lives on.
But InfoWarsStore.com, the legendary site that literally funded the InfoWar because of your great support with so many great products, has gotten two final shipments in of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil. Both are the highest quality, the best out there. They're fan favorites. And right now, they're 40% off until they sell out. So this is probably, I said about 98% chance, your last chance to get Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. But don't worry. The InfoWar will continue with the Alex Jones Network. It will continue with all the other work we're doing. But right now, if you want to get these legendary products, the last time you can, get them exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, they're both 40% off for a limited time. So take action now. InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Lapdog in this Michael Fanone, and he's really upset that his house of cards has fallen. He flipped out on Ivan Raiklin yesterday for no reason, said, "You have threatened to rape my children." Ivan, in closing, and also your friend and associate Leland Lerman that was there, that, you know, saw this, well, obviously we have the video proof of it, why do you again think they're so desperate? I know you've answered that, but I want to elaborate. And then, obviously, why would he just make up something totally insane like that and then look at the people around like as if that was just supposed to demonize you as a bad person? It just certifies even more what a congenital liar he is. Ivan Raiklin.
Yeah, so if you want to litigate in the courtroom, you need to have the law on your side. You need to have the facts on your side. When you don't have either, you have to resort to complete lies. And they're so used to officers such as Mr. Fanone are so used to lying that that's their go-to when they don't have the truth on their side. And I think this was extremely evident. And he's going to try to spin it however which way he wants. Like you said, two biological eyes and two biological ears is really all you need. And you can take it from everybody that was in that room and everybody watching. And I think I want to give Leland a couple minutes to just describe further what he saw, because I happen to be in it. I always want to get feedback on whether or not I comported myself in a manner.
Yeah, well, I think the video is clear, but he can elaborate if he wants. But just in general, what did you make of just the general behavior, Leland?
It was stunning. I mean, I have to hand it to Ivan, also to his trainers, to the United States of America. I'm a pacifist, but I saw a champion at work. I saw a man whose training was the utmost professionalism. But more than that, I saw a man who was on his own, putting all that training to the service of this country in its time of need. Without institutional support, it was clear he was just speaking the truth. He was acting on behalf of the truth. And the clear experience I had was that the other gentleman was protesting too much. As Shakespeare said, the lady, methinks the lady doth protest too much. And it's a common understanding in an argument. It's when somebody freaks out like that, there is clear cause to be concerned about the validity of their argument, their point of view, and the truth of what they're saying.
Well, they're going to be really concerned as Congress continues to investigate J6. My problem, Ivan, is we have the FBI director lying, saying there were no FBI agents there. Now we know there were 200 plus. So the real bottleneck here is Pam Bondi. Any new developments on that front?
No, the bottleneck is not only Pam Bondi. It's right now the Republicans and Democrats are locking arms so that this new select subcommittee, the J6 subcommittee that Loudermilk is heading up, they're not giving them any ability to look at U.S. Capitol Police's role in January 6th. And as we saw Steve Baker's information coming out, the way that the deep state and then the disinformation media complex responded to that gate analysis, it leads me more in the direction to believe that the U.S. Capitol Police had much more of a role in the January 6th Fed insurrection than even I come to the conclusion of. And so I hate saying stay tuned, but when the Republicans and Democrats are complicit, that control the entire political landscape, are complicit in covering something up, it's incumbent on us, independent critical thinkers, to expose it all, and it will happen. That's why you're seeing the antibodies coming out across the entire spectrum, and we saw that on live display yesterday with this confrontation with one of the key Fedsurrection cover-up artists, Michael Fanone.
All right, Ivan Ranklin, thank you so much. You guys be safe. We'll continue to watch the work you do. God bless. Wow, so there you go. Total lies. Corporate media says that Ivan Ranklin went and started a fight with him, a conversation. He saw the truth. He said, hey, can we talk about this? Put his hand out, and then he blew up at him. All right, we've got huge news straight ahead. Back in 60 seconds. Start your engines.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
This is going to be a jam-packed first 30 minutes because investigative journalist, popular talk show host, Sarah Gonzalez will be joining us on a story she's really blown wide open that's as big or bigger than the Somali fraud. And it's not the Somalis. It's the Indians and then the Muslims. Massive H-1B visa scam in Texas. Wait till you see this. This is right up there with Dick Shirley. Just broke last night. She joins us in about 25 minutes from now. But I want to look at a microcosm story that really illustrates what we're up against. And that's Newsom. He's run the biggest deficits in California's history. He is openly bragging how they're giving illegal aliens all this free health care that literally is the exact amount of the yearly deficit. He's attacking Trump. He's handing out knee pads that he sells so that anybody that gets on board with investing in America or bringing factories here is supposedly doing what Mayor Willie Brown had done to him by Kamala Harris. So he's actively working against U.S. interests to get jobs, industry, rare earth minerals, cheerleading. And he's been siding with Communist China against Trump's policies. So a lot of what he's doing is illegal. And he wants to collapse the country. You can call him inept and say he doesn't know what he's doing. No, that's part of the larger Cloud and Piven plan to collapse the U.S. So people like Stephen A. Smith, who knows it's popular now to be a patriot, which is fine with me. When we start winning, that's what you're going to see. But he's only talking about one layer of it. About, you can talk bad about America when you're here in America, but you're not supposed to do it at a foreign event. It's unseemly. Yeah, it's unseemly, but it's worse than that. When you look at how Newsom sides with China, just like Carney sides against the Canadian people with China in one-sided trade deals, and they do it over and over and over again, it illustrates how they're getting filthy rich while they destroy our free market to collapse us and bring us into their totalitarian model. And then that dovetails with Scott Jennings saying, I would like to thank Gavin Newsom for being my official fact checker on issues of Dems giving illegals free taxpayer-funded health care. Because they've been giving illegal aliens free health care since Obama. Trump stopped it. They brought it back under Biden, just like they have illegals voting in all these blue cities and states. And when we point it out, they go, no, we don't. No, we don't. Then we can show the law, show the policies, show Democrats admitting they're doing it. And then their surrogates come out and say it's not true. Gaslighting. I mean, FEMA. Just the last year of Biden spent, what was it, like $14 billion on illegal aliens, free housing, free health care, on top of all the other welfare they got. And the total over 4 years of Biden was $40-plus billion of FEMA money, not for hurricanes, not for wildfires, for them. It just shows how crazy it is. And then that ties into a new Scott Bessent joke about Patrick Bateman 2.0 handing out the knee pads. And then that ties into, remember, Newsom's leading the national lawsuits with these tens of thousands, it's actually over 80,000, and not just 80,000-pound trucks, same number. It's like, I think it's 80,000 illegals they've given licenses to last time I checked. And then Trump goes in and says, they got to speak English. Then we find out that in most cases, they're just given the licenses. They don't even have driver's license to drive a normal car. They keep finding superintendents and of schools and major administrators who don't even have high school degrees that are illegal aliens. I mean, you see it all the time. ICE just busted a bunch of them the last few days that were on police departments and stuff with fake names operating. I mean, this is crazy. So this is part of the congressional hearing yesterday. If you don't speak English, you have no business being behind the wheel of an 80,000-pound commercial truck. But California is still trying to block that and say, put them back on the road. Then that ties in to Lednick in a new clip from yesterday where he looks at Canada and says, you have the best trade deal in the world other than Mexico. And they do. Totally one-sided. We just wanted a little bit for us, and you freak out. And that's what's crazy about. That's why we hold all the cards, folks, because everything's one-sided. Because the plan was sell America out. In 1950, 4% of the world's population had over half the wealth. We created the middle class. We created the idea of that. Before that, you had poor people and rich people around the world. And America had a little bit more middle class than other people. But by 1950, baby, it was like, no, whole new ballgame. And Newsom and these other kleptocrats, these feudal lords, they want feudalism. That's the system they want. That's what the Great Reset is in the UN's own words. So when I use words like feudalism, if you don't know what it is or you know a little bit about it, you want to go research it because that's what these people want to do to you and me. And you can talk about Trump not being perfect all day. I agree. We got to get on his ass by a lot of stuff because I remember we dig the Spurs in, we get a lot better action. But at the same time, thank your lucky stars that we got somebody in there that's trying to have prosperity and security and freedom and the rest of it, and is really doing what he believes is right for the country, and I agree with about 95% of it. So it is just day and night. And then we'll get, like I said, the Lutnick clip, where he explains that Canada has the second-best deal and needs to stop bitching, which is true if you look it up. Their average tariff on us is 300%, and we had nothing on them. Almost 80% of all their businesses with us, same thing Mexico. Only a few percent of Mexico's business is with us. I mean, it's all one-sided. And they were getting ready to pull the dollar out from under us, and then we'd be totally screwed. No industry, wouldn't have the world currency. We would be screwed, blued, and tattooed. Trump is desperately trying to get that balance back in place. Lindbeck had an excellent analysis of it yesterday. But there was also analysis out of Scotland pointing out that just because Trump's taken over the global system doesn't mean that we're fully getting rid of it, and there's a lot more to be done. And I agree with that. It's just right now we're trying to keep Trump in and keep his agenda going because it's moved the needle so far away from their agenda of neo-feudalism and the Great Reset. It doesn't mean it's perfect. And if we could just get the globalists beaten, then we could focus on making sure our reforms are done right. But just sit back and ask yourself, what would it be like with Kamala Harris right now? And some will say, let it get worse faster. No, that's what they want. I'm telling you. I don't think the general person, you know, is sophisticated enough if things totally collapsed to not buy into the left's answers to it, you know, social credit scores and universal basic incomes and forced work brigades. And I mean, their plan under this austerity is eating bugs and not be able to leave your neighborhood. I mean, they were going to put the chains on, baby. COVID was a test. So these people say, oh, make it go. These accelerationists are dreaming. I mean, I've been on the air 32 years, been hearing about the New World Order since I was 5 years old. That's 47 years ago. And I'm always hearing, not my family, but others, I ever see a UN helmet, they're dead. They don't come with UN helmets. They come with banks and regulations and controls. They cut your energy off incrementally. They brainwash your kids. And suddenly your 7-year-old says they're really a girl and you say, no, you're not. So they take them away. And when they're 10, they cut their dick off. That's how the UN comes. The brainwashing comes with atrazine in the water that bends your kid's gender. It comes with 5G. It comes with poison shots. They don't come in a frontal assault. And Trump just pulled out of the WHO today and left basically every other 2 weeks ago when he left 66 groups. I said the last two to leave, the UN officially and the WHO. And he just did that. Just left the WHO. It's exciting. All right, let's start going to these reports. Here they are.
Gavin Newsom. Respectfully, what are you doing? You're the governor of the state of California in the United States of America. Why are you over in Davos, Switzerland, talking to folks and speaking negatively about the president of the United States? I have no problem with Gavin Newsom being candid and open about his feelings about our president on United States soil. To go over to another country, Switzerland, to go over there and to be in the presence of other European leaders speaking against the president of the United States. I'm not down with that. Y'all might be. I'm not down with that at all. Say whatever you want here as a governor from the opposite side of the aisle of a state in the United States on American soil. Fine. But I'm one of those people when we go somewhere else, it's America first. You know, our problems, yeah, our problems. But we ain't taking dirty laundry outside. You don't go on a world stage to disrespect your own house, which is the United States of America. I don't like that at all. Not even a little bit.
Federal law prohibits undocumented immigrants from receiving Medicaid benefits.
Then why are 1.4 million on it?
That's a figment of your imagination.
It's a figment of the CBO's documents.
Do I believe in universal health care? Yes. And I'm proud of that. We're one of 16 states to provide care to people regardless of their immigration status.
People who are in the country illegally also can't get Medicaid.
Sure they can. Sure they can.
They can't get Medicaid.
They also can't register to vote. They also can't register to vote, but we just found one in Maryland who was running the Des Moines school system.
Oh my God, one!
Do I believe in universal health care? Yes. And I'm proud of that. We're one of 16 states to provide care to people regardless of immigration status.
The beating heart of the Democratic Party right now is, what can we do for illegal aliens?
Oh,
we want to keep them in the country. We don't want them deported. We got to give them health care. That is the reason for the Medicaid rage.
Do I believe in universal health care? Yes. And I'm proud of that. We're one of 16 states to provide care to people regardless of immigration status.
I think Gavin Newsom may be cracking up with some of these things he's saying. I think he may be in over his hairdo. And being on the national stage is very different than being governor of California. With no signature achievements, but to say strange things like President Trump is the Tyrannosaurus Rex. What the hell does that mean? You know, I could say Gavin Newsom is a brontosaurus with the brain the size of a walnut. And, you know, if you brought the knee pads, maybe that was for his meeting with Alex Soros. I don't know.
Do you consider the Obama-Biden administration 2016 rule guidance, which discouraged out-of-service enforcement for English proficiency failures, to be a breakdown in regulatory control over a critical transportation sector?
I do. That decision cost lives. And respectfully, Congressman Crockett, the accident that was cited in the chair's opening statement killed people because that driver did not understand what he was doing. And an 80,000-pound vehicle is much different than a car. It does not stop on a dime. It doesn't turn on a dime. These are very heavy vehicles that have to have people trained and skilled to operate them. And they need to understand the language we speak. Here in America, that's English. I've lived and worked in five continents, driven in all five, Arabic, Chinese, you name it. You have to understand that country's language to understand how to operate a vehicle. It's for the safety of those around you. So that 2016 decision by the Obama administration took the lives of innocent people because it put people out on the road behind the wheel of an 80,000-pound vehicle that should never have been driving. We need stronger enforcement. That rule has been on the books since the 30s. It should be consistent no matter what party you are. If you care about the safety of people driving in your district, then this needs to be enforced in all 50 states evenly. It's simply fundamental. And there is absolutely no compromise when it comes to safety. We don't hedge on any of that. So I want to be very clear. We need to enforce it. It needs to be done by every state. It needs to be done evenly. And yes, the language does matter.
It's so crazy that last time I checked, 10 Democrat-controlled states have filed suit at different federal courts trying to have illegal aliens, in many cases that have just fake licenses. They not only let them get a license, they just give them to them. And then they're driving 18-wheelers, and there's all these deaths, and then they don't care. They drive on these roads, too. I mean, these people are crazy. Absolutely bonker town. Now, here's Lutnick rightly explaining at Davos the incredible one-sidedness of Canada and Mexico and the ingratitude of Carney, who now wants to be allied with China, who will totally screw them one side up, one side down the other, just to illustrate how Trump is just being pragmatic and fair. Here it is.
Canadians have the second best deal in the whole wide world. If they continue this path, right, which is a political path of a certain thing, I'm going to go fly to China, I'm going to open up my markets to China, I'm going to take Chinese electric cars and do all sorts of this stuff, then when USMCA gets renegotiated.
This year.
Sort of like towards the end of the summer, in the middle of the summer. Do you think the President of the United States is going to say, you should keep having the second best deal in the world? I mean, you guys are such great friends. I mean, they are playing with a set of rules that they haven't really thought
through. I can hear it in your voice. You're excited about negotiating this, aren't you, later this year?
Well, they've sort of given a sort of a roadmap of saying, so I guess we should change the whole deal. Right? You want to be like the rest of the world. You don't want to be this favored neighbor because you've taken it so for granted that you're willing to come to Davos and say there's two hegemonic powers in the world and we're going to decide which one we're going to work with. Really? You're going to either work with the United States of America where 75% of your economy is totally tied to it, or China? Why would you say that? I think it's political. You know, I think if we take it correctly, we should look at it as just political noise coming out of a prime minister. And maybe this is working for his election, right? Because I don't think it can be real. Because if you took out the math of Canada's economy and it doing business with the United States of America's $30 trillion economy, there's no such thing as changing what they have today. No one would vote for changing what they had today. Now, maybe they're marketing it well. But they're just for their politics. But they're surely not marketing it well for their fundamental economics for long-term the United States.
Yeah, but the problem is the globalists get people to go along with stuff all the time that's bad for them. They want China to be in charge. They want to defeat America becoming sovereignty again. They don't want Canadians getting a good deal. You're like, wait, how is us getting a better deal help them? That takes an hour to get into, but they have monopolies and oligopolies up there. They don't allow other goods to come in either. They screw everyone. It'd be good for Canadians and us. Trump had very fair deals for them. And it's the same thing with all this domestic stuff. If you study it, you know economics, you know it's a good deal. It's a no-brainer. I mean, Trump is doing hundreds of things that are good for the economy. He's trying to turn it around. He started to. And you bet I want him to succeed. Because they want total austerity and a great reset and permanent poverty for everybody to control us. They want to get rid of the middle class. So you bet I'm cheerleading Trump. You bet I'm desperate. Listen, I've told you this 100 times, and you longtime listeners know it. You didn't hear me for the 14 years with the gold or silver sponsors. At the very top of the market, I said, get out of gold and silver, mainly silver. It's speculative. Got rid of my silver sponsor. And just like I said, it happened. Then about 2.5 years ago, I said, hey, it's time to get back in. Got a sponsor about 26, 27 months ago. That's the best. And now silver is above $100 today. But a few weeks ago, like, oh, we're going to sell ours. It'll never go above 80. I'm like, just get ready and watch. It's at $100.94. And it'll go up and down, but overall only up because of all the fundamentals. I'm not going to spend an hour on it. But you really should go to kepm.com/gold. You go to kepm.com/gold to get the same great deals anywhere on their site. But they know it. Support came from you and us. So we get more sponsorships. So please go to kepm.com/gold so they know that I sent you. 720-605-3900. Kurt just had a root canal, so he can't come on today. But what a smart economist. He's got the best deals out there, bar none. He just sells wholesale, best service, biggest company. And, yeah, I could get gold and silver sponsors that would pay me 5 times what Kurt does. But I'm not going to sit here and sell you guys numismatic collectible coins with 50% markups or higher and rip you off. It's not going to do it. It's real cut and dry. It's so simple. Just like everything else I do, kepm.com/gold. And if you think $100 is too much, it might correct next week, then back down to 95, then 2 weeks later, 110, then correct back down to 100, then 120, and then correct back down to 110, then 150, correct to 130. I mean, that's where we're going here. Unless we have a nuclear war or something. So, surest bet there's ever been when I said it over 2 years ago, when I said it a year ago, when I said it a month ago, when I said it a week ago, when I said it 2 days ago. Kirk was on like 3 days ago. He goes, yeah, I think I'm probably going to hit 100 now by the end of the month. We know what we're doing, okay? So when you hear me say something, it's what I believe from deep research. Same thing goes for this, the supplements. You go to Whole Foods or anywhere, there's giant sections of supplements because they work. They all work. Anything being sold in a store long-term is works because people don't buy them, it don't work. I mean, the stuff God gave us through herbs and nutrients and the stuff's insane. Everybody knows what fish oil does. Everybody knows what turmeric does. Everybody knows, unless you have research, what IRC moss does or bovine colostrum. Well, if you don't know, go research it. We have the best. Anything at thealexjonesstore.com, just like my advice on gold and silver. And I mean, I had people 3-4 years ago offering me $3 million a month to pitch you numismatic shipwreck coins and stuff. They're the ones that are on all the other conservative shows. And I'm just like, they're like, we can't believe it. No one's ever said no. I'm like, well, you're talking to the guy that doesn't do it. I ain't selling somebody something that doesn't win. You think I need that mojo? Baby, I want nothing but truth. I want the king level mojo. I want the good stuff. I want to be the good guy. These other people want to rip people off and be a villain. That ain't me. And I guess because genetically and spiritually, I am kind of villainous. I'll be honest. And I know what villains are, so I'm the opposite of it. I'm more villainous than the people who are villains. That's why I'm not a villain. But you better be lucky I ain't a villain. With me, you're going to get the real McCoy. You're going to get exactly what I really believe 100% of the time. And I'll tell you, you are insane if you don't get our methylene blue and our methylene red that's back in stock. You are nuts. This stuff will change your life. Superpower, everything. It is just incredible. And we've got a deal going right now. You get a free t-shirt up until Sunday night, a free InfoWars limited edition shirt. only available until Sunday, free with every order. Got the new ball caps in that I think are really cool and more. I need your support. Plus, these are great products. Take action now. DallasCowboys.com or roll over and die. We'll be right back.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You've heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow grass fed from thealexjonesstore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available discounted at thealexjonesstore.com. Introducing Ultra DNA Revival, the advanced daily supplement designed to help you feel and perform at your absolute best, starting at the cellular level. Backed by cutting-edge mitochondrial and DNA support science, Ultra DNA Revival delivers noticeable all-day energy without stimulants or crashes, faster recovery and greater endurance, sharper focus and mental clarity, support for healthy blood sugar levels, stronger immune system function, enhanced liver health and natural detoxification, reduces everyday stress and anxiety, protection against oxidative stress, and the visible signs of aging. And again, this is a private label of an already best-selling brand that found this. Thousands of customers report feeling the difference in as little as 7 to 14 days. Right now, take advantage of our best pricing ever. VIP members, $34.95. Regular, $59.59. Save over 40% with a VIP membership for $30 a month. Experience the revival your body has been waiting for. Secure your DNA revival today at thealexjonesstore.com. I have some very exciting news. Optimal Human is hands down the best green superfood, super nutrient concentrate I've ever had. The folks at Bigly have had this out for years, and it's their star product, and it became a bestseller very quickly because people, when they got it, loved it so much. If I told you everything that's in it and how concentrated it is, it would take an hour. This has the kitchen sink and then some in it. If you're missing any of the trace, not just the stuff they say is essential, but all the other trace elements and vitamins and prebiotic and probiotics, it's got everything in it. And again, these are all concentrated, and it's got a bunch of stuff for healthy energy in it too. So folks absolutely love Optimal Human, and it works synergistically with the Shilajit, the IRC Moss, the Ultimate Turmeric, and the Methylene Blue. We've been sold out of this. It came in, and I finally got it a couple days ago, and man, is it awesome. It is a game changer. If you haven't gotten it, you are really missing out at thealexjonesstore.com. And so it never sells out. Be sure to become a subscriber and get special discounts when you do that.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. From Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
It's a reliable source of information. 50,000 unstoppable watts.
Well, the great Sarah Gonzalez, popular podcaster, talk show host, and journalist over at The Blaze, has really dropped a bombshell in the last 24 hours. Sarah Gonzalez, TX on X. She's a host of Sarah Gonzalez, Unfiltered on the Blaze, as well as Come and Take It in Texas Scorecard. She's also the vice president of the Texas Family Project, where she is fighting against the sexualization and indoctrination of children in the state. We can also talk to her about the Republicans selling out and putting the funding back in for transgender surgeries, late-term abortion, and more today. We'll get to that. But this is as bigger than the Somali fraud. This is the Indians mainly and the scam they're running. Here's a few minutes of her viral report, then we'll go to her and give you the latest. Here it is.
I just have some questions about the H-1B visa workers that you have here. Quibbits Technology.
Can I call cops?
So are the workers in here?
Somebody is knocking on my door and then they are like threatening me.
I'm not threatening you, sir.
Please, can you help me?
I was just asking if you knew, if you had ever met the person who lives here.
I haven't, and I
well, can you tell me what you've seen? That she's seen some shady stuff go down and she has a family and she doesn't want to be involved. So whatever is happening really stinks.
If you thought Somalian daycare fraud was a problem, it turns out that's just the tip of the iceberg. There's a whole new problem that it turns out is taking tens of thousands of jobs away from Americans and changing our communities forever that you probably haven't even thought of. I'm talking about H-1B visas. See, it's not just illegal immigration that's the problem. It's actually the legal immigration system. People are using it, exploiting it, and rigging the game in their favor. We've just uncovered a scheme where thousands of foreigners are being brought into this country, imported here, using the laws already on the books, and using phony businesses and these, like, shell companies, which sponsor them for visas. Check this out.
All right, we're heading over to a company called 3B's Technologies. Now, there were actually 27 H-1B visas approved in 2022 through 2025 for this particular company. The jobs include a software developer, software engineer, IT project manager. So I'm thinking like very high-tech hub for 3B's Technologies. Let's see what we find out. Are we sure? Do we have the right, address here? This is 27 H-1B visas for this location, and it's a residential home. Okay, 130 Darbon Lane, Irving, Texas, 75039. This is the address that's on here, so would have 27 H-1Bs. Let's see. All right. Okay, the doorbell. Doorbell's broken. What are you gonna? Looks like they boarded up the window. Hello? I'm looking for 3Bs. Hello? So, very strange. 3Bs Technologies. Is that a house, as it turns out? And the Ring doorbell's broken, so I can't even press it. I'm not, they're probably watching me right now because they've got security cameras all over the place. No one at the door. No sign of life for the 27 H-1B workers at 3B's Technologies.
So we started looking into this issue because we saw a bunch of chatter happening online about H-1B visas and the scam that was happening. And there was a lot of information that was misplaced in these videos or just some things that they got a little bit wrong. So I think it's worth pausing here to just explain how H-1B visas work. The way H-1B visas work is that a business will file a posting called an LCA, basically saying they have a job that needs to be filled from a person with a special set of skills, and they just can't find Americans to fill that job. This is the critical first legal step. Think of it as like the foundation of the H-1B petition. Once that LCA is certified from the Department of Labor, the H-1B application can be filed. The company offers to sponsor a visa for a foreign worker and apply to the government via the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services. And then USCIS issues a visa for that person so they can come to the U.S. and work. But here's the thing. Considering all you really need to create a business is an address and some paperwork being filed, it's pretty easy to just set up a business, say, from a home address. Then you can just say you have a bunch of jobs that need to be filled there and sponsor a bunch of visas. That way, all your buddies can get granted those visas and come on over to America. So there's one of two things happening here with 3B's technologies. Either this house is a major tech hub, or it's being used as a front to sponsor visas.
All right, so let's stop right here. I know this story's true because we've covered it for years that 70% of these visas, these H-1B visas, are coming out of India. 80% of those are from one little region that runs the scam, pays all the politicians. So we know they do this, but then Nick Shirley going out and showing it is powerful, causes a bunch of other reporters to go cover it. Sarah Gonzalez going out to document it does that. She showed other places, not just this house. And it lets you know the magnitude of this. And I think it's Indians, but they're getting around the law here. I live in Austin, and it's just exponential. And then in nice neighborhoods, you name it, all these cars, all these families, they're not doing work. They're brought here. They have storefronts. They're being brought here to get around this as skilled tech workers, and they're not. And then you do have Indians that are high-level managers of the tech companies who will go over an American citizen to hire Indians once they get them here and train them. So the truth is they're claiming they're highly trained. Then they're brought here and sent to vocational school to get the certificates to get the jobs. So it's all based on fraud. Whenever you hear people that have been, you know, brainwashed say, oh, we're some Republicans, we need Indians because we don't have the skilled people. It's not true. They're coming here for 2, 3, 4 years to get trained. Then they get fast-tracked by the Indian manager for the jobs. That's discriminatory. That's wrong. And that's the reality. It's a huge issue, even bigger than Somalis, all over the country. And so Sarah Gonzalez TX, wonderful show on The Blaze. And I also noticed your report went totally viral. And I saw you complaining, which is reasonable. People didn't even say your name or where it came from or a link back to you to find out more. Obviously, we're doing that. People can find you on X, find you on YouTube, obviously your daily show on Blaze, so they can find the subsequent reports that are about to come out. But this has really gone viral, so congratulations. Hopefully, this will spur other reporters to go out in their cities and towns and show that this is being duplicated as well. So, Sarah, thanks for being here. You can go wherever you want. It was hard to cut off the report because it gets really good after that, and it's really powerful evidence. But I wanted to learn more about your investigation and what's coming next, so thanks for being here.
Thank you so much, Alex, and I appreciate you pointing out anyone who, you know, can give proper credit. It's always appreciated as a journalist who's going out there and putting themselves in harm's way, not knowing where it's going to turn and where it's going to go.
I
appreciate
thought it was
you
crazy because I got up at 5 a.m. and saw it, you know, millions of views trending, and I went, who is it? I go, oh, that's Sarah Gonzalez. I was like, why is her name nowhere in the trending? It's just dumb. The people posting right. this stuff need to at least have a link to you to go back and find the rest of it. That's just crazy.
Yeah. It is pretty crazy. I hope Elon gets that under control. But so it really, honestly, Alex, it started with me. Obviously, I had heard that this was a problem. Obviously, I'm seeing, you mentioned Austin, I'm seeing in Dallas, I'm seeing our communities completely shift. I'm seeing the fabric of our communities be completely changed from, I mean, I'm a born and raised native Texan. It doesn't look like Texas anymore. And so I'm seeing it in my own neighborhood. I'm seeing it in the communities around me. I'm seeing it literally right across the street from our studio. It's everywhere. And so I'm like, okay, I have to start looking into this myself. And I was somewhat inspired by Nick Shirley. And so I start looking into this, and all the information is public. It is public on purpose, intentionally, so that this type of fraud doesn't happen. But Americans have been asleep at the wheel for so long, nobody's thought to look into it. So I start looking on some of these data aggregators that list all of these H-1B applications. So these are businesses that are applying for an H-1B job. And I'm looking through the job postings, and I'm like, why is Dallas Independent School District asking for 36 pages of H-1B visas for elementary school teachers, for middle school math teachers? Why is that a thing that's happening for bilingual elementary school teachers? And then it dawned on me, oh, hold on. The H-1Bs are coming into this country. They're bringing their families. And then we need more H-1Bs to come into this country to teach their children how to learn English. It's a total scam. And then I started peeling back some more layers of the onion. And I started looking at, say, Texas A&M. I found an athletic trainer position, an H-1B application for Texas A&M to have an athletic trainer. You're telling me that we just can't fill the job. An American can't fill the job of athletic trainer. We don't have any American who can fill the job of middle school math teacher. I mean, it has become beyond absurd. So then we started going, okay, we got to go out into the field and we got to start doing some digging and matching
up.
And
we'll get to that in a
moment,
but this is just hitting me now. Exactly. Yeah. And when you look at it, most these people coming in on H-1B visas, 70% from India, the majority one little region, they don't even have high school diplomas. They're literally coming out of villages that have no running water. We're being told these are tech geniuses, but they're being brought in to literally be janitors, to be school teachers, to be police officers. And then look, the Indians are organized. They're giving political money. They're running for office. And then they only hire their people. This is a takeover. I mean, this is sinister. So we keep hearing, oh, we got to have these skilled Indians. Americans can't code. This isn't even coding, people. This is a takeover.
Yes, you're absolutely right. And well, and to your point, Alex, I mean, it's the audacity of it is just, it's right out in front of you. You go to these websites that are clearly shell companies. You go to the websites and I'm like, hold on, you're bringing in a bunch of software engineers and you have broken code in your website. You have like redirects that go, you have broken
and
links
in your report,
on your website.
You get into buildings that are supposedly these tech centers, they're empty.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly right. There's no one there. They're actually, I'll go further than empty. They're under construction. There's just no business that would even be able to put a storefront up because there's construction everywhere. So, I mean, it's really absurd how in your face it actually is when you start just doing some basic digging. But aside from all of these jobs that obviously we both know, the H-1B visa, I think set up with, you could say good intentions. You could say it's good intentions that it's only for if we have no Americans who can fill the job. It's so specialized.
If there's some super genius with a 200 IQ, we bring them in.
Right. Sure, right. But obviously, it leaves room for all of this fraud. And so now we're seeing all of these low-level positions. I'm getting, Alex, we set up a tip line or an email address for people to send in tips for more so that we can keep exposing this. And you would not believe, the thing that shocked me the most that I never really thought about, I get it now, but I never really thought about, is that we have so many people from India. Oh, there it is right there. You can see Uisville, Texas. It's like, guys, these are the high-tech people who can't even build a basic website. And so we have all of these emails flooding in. And people from India are very upset about this, actually. That was the thing I wasn't expecting. I understand that there are American workers who are very upset about this because, I mean, I just had a guy who emailed me literally right before I joined you. And the subject of the email was, H-1B ruined my life. There are Americans who have this specialized skill set and they cannot get hired in the industry. I'm getting emails
because
from Americans
that are saying,
because
they put the key Indians, and you know why India's mad? Breitbart did an article on it earlier last year. It's one little tribe that got in 50 years ago that controls. They only let them in. So people don't know how much competition the Indians are with each other. The Indians get this is the same group screwed them.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, it's total discrimination that's happening. And that's the emails that I'm getting is it just takes one Indian in a position in management and they will never hire a white person again. They only go back to their friends in India. They ship them all here and they give them all of these, you know, jobs that don't actually exist most of the time. So it's not just the American workers that are feeling completely displaced and end up unemployed with no ability to provide for their families because of the Indian scam, but also you have people in India that, like I was saying, that I didn't think about it, that they are upset because they're sending me emails and they're saying they're taking advantage of these people who are very vulnerable and they feel desperate. And so they go there. They call them body shops. I'm sure you know this, Alex. They call these quote consulting firms that we believe are just shell companies and scams. They call them body shops because that's literally what they're doing. They're trafficking these people here. And in a lot of cases, it's not necessarily their friends, but it's just people who are going to pay them a portion of their salary. And it's this weird human trafficking situation.
Oh, that came out in Ohio with this undercover thing on the judges, $50,000 per illegal that they give the refugee status to. And they're the Democrats saying, no, you understand, we take all their money. And then they just warehouse them and make them get a job. So this is modern slavery.
Yes, it is. It is. And no one wants to talk about it. Of course, the Democrats don't want to talk about it because they've loved slavery since forever. But I mean, the Republicans don't want to talk about it either. I mean, you have Greg Abbott. I don't know what the hell he's going to do about it. I am encouraged by Donald Trump putting more specifications on the H-1B and making them have quite a buy-in. But more needs to be done. I mean, these people are in our communities. They're committing fraud. And I have to wonder as I go through case after case after case, I'm like, where is USCIS on this? I don't understand. Are they asleep at the wheel? I mean, my taxpayer money,
Indian lobby,
I pay
the
taxes.
The Indian lobby has got tentacles and everything. They're very slick. And again, India is 1.5 billion people now. It's the most populous country. We got to get a handle on this. They're eating our lunch. and they're driving down wages. They're displacing everybody. And again, I've been harping on the Indian thing and saying, where are the investigative journalists? Because I know the numbers. Thank God one of the best journalists out there got on it. I think this is bigger than the Somalis because per capita, they're bigger fraudsters, but they're only in a few cities. The Indians are everywhere and they're running the same scams.
I agree. Yeah, I agree. And, you know, Americans think, well, maybe it's not happening in my particular community. First, I would say open your eyes because I'm sure that it is.
Let me tell you, listen, in just the last year, I take my daughter to the museum or to anywhere. I mean, to the movies. I think I'm living in Calcutta right now.
I know.
And you barely see any women. It's like there'll be an older man that's in control with like, you know, 15 men that work for him. And I mean, you know, they're under their control.
Right. I know. I go to my neighborhood Costco and I'm like, I'm in the minority at this point in my own neighborhood, in my own stores, in my own city that I grew up in. And it's just really sad to see because this isn't about the color of your skin, but they don't intend to assimilate. They come here, they import their friends. They, in most cases, put three generations in one home. They're taking up all of our housing. And so my message to America is if you think that just because maybe you don't see them in your communities, that this isn't affecting, this is basic supply and demand. This is affecting everyone. They take up all the homes. Our prices are going up. They take up our resources. Our prices are going up. And so America, you know, everyone here should be invested in finding this. I'm going to talk to you.
America is laissez-faire. It was about meritocracy. We weren't perfect, but we were the best there was. Sorry, these other countries, folks, they're all tribal, and that's the way it works. And so you cannot compete with stuff that's an organized syndicate, basically.
Yeah. Alex, can I just give a shout out to your producers? You have like the best. They are on top of all of these images. I'm just so impressed anytime I do a hit with you. But, it really is. It affects everything. They're everywhere. They're changing the fabric of our communities forever. And we have to do something. And I'm talking to someone, tonight on my show that he has built this aggregator. And what it does is it allows anyone, any old person, any average citizen, if you care about the fraud that's happening in your communities and you want to stop it, he gives you the tools to go in and search all of these up. And if you have an address around your home or around your workplace that you think, oh, this is a little bit strange, you can actually go and do some digging. I mean, they have made it very easy for Americans to just do the digging. No one wants to do it.
And I noticed just like Nick Shirley, everywhere you went was like more crazy than the next. It's like, it's all a scam. So where do they find that aggregator? I know you give us your websites, give us your X. I mean, this is a big deal. We need to get people just like you were inspired by Shirley. Now you're going to inspire others. This is so important.
Yes. Yeah, I appreciate that. So they need to go to Sarah Gonzalez TX on YouTube. Also, my X account is Sarah Gonzalez TX. And so we will have all of that coming out. I will pin it to my, you know, to the top of my X feed. I want, there are a lot of people out there who are, you know, I think investigating this. They're getting a few of the facts wrong. But what I want people to be empowered to do is, I don't need the credit for your work. You go out and you do that work and I will amplify your work because it is about changing this country for the better. It is about getting rid of all of these policies that this mass migration that has ruined our communities. It is about really truly making America great again. And if we can empower a bunch of citizen journalists to go out there and do some of this knocking on doors, I say at the end of my documentary, listen, if I want this to do one thing, it is that I want all of these people who have come in here through scams, all of these people who have exploited our immigration process, all of these people who shouldn't be here, I want them to be fearful that someone's going to show up at their door and knock on their door. And I want them to be so fearful that they go the hell home. That is what I would like to happen. And we can't accomplish that without a million Nick Shirleys going in and saying, you know what, I'm going to do some door knocking. I'm going to ask some basic questions and I'm going to essentially save my community. I think that is how all of this stops. We all have to be involved. We all have to be empowered to go and go face to face and just ask basic questions. That's really all that it takes.
I totally agree with you. And again, we don't care what color somebody is. We're going to expose it. We need to expose the Ukrainians that are like buying $10 million homes, billion-dollar ski resorts, Zelensky. This is all out there, folks. Don't count on the corporate media to cover it. It's, you know, it's all been out there. But when we go out as real reporters, just an average person, folks, just shoot video. it's insane how easy this is. And what's exciting is the sleeping giant, the terrible giant, is awakening. And there's no way, I think they put this back in the bottle.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. I think that it then, by the way, for the better, right? It's been a long time coming. People, Americans have watched their communities be shaped, not in a good way. And they've thought, well, I might be called xenophobic. I might be called racist. And then what the Democrats did was they said, actually, we're going to call you that so many times, it's going to be rendered completely meaningless. And I think now Americans who are awake are saying, okay, you know what? I've heard that too many times. I'm watching my communities be shaped, not for the better. I'm watching my prices go up. I can't afford a home. We've got a bunch of young people who can't afford homes. And for so long, the conversation was only about illegal immigration and how that was impacting all of the prices. Now we can finally have the conversation now that Donald Trump is, you know, doing something. I would prefer that we do it quicker, but he is doing something to get all of these criminals out of our country. Now let's have the conversation about legal immigration and how that has been exploited and how that has been taken advantage of. And let's get those people out too. And just getting all of those people out, Alex, can you imagine how that would change our communities for the better? We could have prices that would go down. Young people might be able to actually afford a home, which is, I know, one of their main problems.
It's all the illegal aliens and the legal ones that are driving up stuff. It's been out of control.
Right.
The H-1B visa is a giant scam, and I think there should be a moratorium on it.
And I agree.
And again, these are sophisticated cultures, folks, that are coming over here and exploiting it. And whether you're a black American, Hispanic American, white American, whatever you are, if you're an American that works in the system, we can't survive if we don't either fix our old good system or be slaves to this one, because that's what's happening. We have to stand up to this.
Yeah, I completely agree, Alex. And I would say, I think we do need a moratorium on the H-1B. I would actually go so far as to say, I think we need a moratorium on pretty much all form of immigration, except maybe the EB-5, which is more of a buy-in, promising to invest in the American economy. But other than that, this has gotten too far out of control. We need a complete moratorium. We need to shut it down. We need to reevaluate all of these forms of visas so that we can best know how to address it in the future to
Absolutely.
Prevent
Absolutely. And there's one other type of visa, because we can't meet our recruiting numbers. We're starting to now, we've got the left out, but we get a lot of badass soldiers out of Latin America who are young, strong. They sign up, they serve 4 years. They get fast tracked to be a citizen. I think that proves it. They fight for us. But other than that, that's it. You're ready to fight and die for us? Okay. We'll fast track you. Okay. You're a super brain. Maybe there's 10,000 a year. Yeah, you can get it, but not millions of Indians a year that come out of a village who they park in a house. And then, you know, collect all this money off of. It's a giant scam. I know you're working on a lot of other stuff. What time is your show today?
Yes, it is at 6 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Eastern. So we will be broadcasting all of that live. And like I said, we will be, I will be joined by a gentleman who is running for Congress here in the state of Texas, and he has built this data aggregator. So we'll have all of the details, and he'll explain how just the average person can go out and do this themselves and be empowered to just be citizen journalists. Let's sound the alarm on all of these, so that we can get these people the hell home. That's what I would say.
If you got to go, I understand, but if we can do maybe 20 more minutes, I want to ask you more about this report. What's coming next? Other big frauds. You think people should investigate? Can you do a little bit more time with us?
Yeah, sure. Let's do it.
All right. Going to break for 2 minutes. Back with Sarah Gonzalez. Sarah Gonzalez TX. Yeah, just amazing work. And folks, you can do it too. We'll be right back. Please remember, folks, I am funding this operation with your support. I need your support. We got major civil rights lawsuits already filed, a huge one getting filed imminently. It's the Democrats trying to shut us down. It takes money to win a war. Get great supplements. Get great Patriot apparel. Like the new America hat that I designed, that I think is a great redneck piece of gold. America Supply Company, 1776. Get that and more at theelvishowstore.com. We'll be right back with hour number three with Sarah Gonzalez. Stay with us.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
If you ask Grok, or if you ask a sports nutritionist, or if you ask the nutritionists on the Olympic teams, they will tell you that creatine is absolutely a must. TheAlexJonesStore.com already has the very best creatine you can get on the market. But now we're introducing this, and I am extremely excited. Let me introduce you to this bad boy that comes in two delicious flavors. That is the recommended daily allowance of the highest quality type of creatine. Right there, concentrated, the very best. We get it from the top lab in the country, the highest rated. 5 milligrams of this a day. Bottom line, this is tasty, it's delicious, it's good for you, it helps children, it helps middle-aged people, and it really helps old people. If you're not taking creatine, you're crazy, and we've got the best.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Look at the shoes you're filling. Look at the blood we're spilling. Look at the world we're killing. The way we've always done before. Look in the dark we've borrowed.
Well, the great Sarah Gonzalez is with us another 25 minutes or so. Then hit all the other news and information. Other big guests coming up. Sarah Gonzalez, TX, powerful daily show over at the Blaze, 6 p.m. tonight live. She's exposed a major H-1B visa scam in Texas, and this goes on nationwide. We're going to cover stuff for the next five. The next segment, when I get into the Somali stuff, where she sees that going, the left wing and uprising, her grading of Trump, what she thinks is coming next. But watching your reports, everybody should go see on YouTube at Sarah Gonzalez TX or on X at the same address. You go to this place that's under construction. They claim it's a major tech company that the Indians have brought people in for, and there's nobody there. Tell us what we're seeing on screen.
Yeah, so this was 3B's Technologies, which was actually, it was, of course, linked to a home, but then on their website, because all of these are weird shell companies, websites set up with redirects to different locations. So on the website, even though they were not at the residence, on the website, they listed this address as their place of employment. So we went there. It was actually, you show up, and the window clearly states that it's under construction. And so we tried the doors and it was open. I'm not sure that we were allowed in there, but we went anyway. And so we're walking up the steps and there's dust and dirt everywhere that you see. Things are boarded up. There's construction materials everywhere. And so we examined it. There were three floors of it. And so we were like, okay, let's just keep going. We'll go up to the next floor. We'll go up to the next floor. Maybe there's something there. And every time we went up a new floor, we just saw the same thing. It was clearly under construction. There was absolutely no business that was, you know, doing anything out of there. There was nothing. There was no people. There were no workers. There certainly were no tech companies set up in this location. And it ended up, Alex, as we were exploring it, it ended up that we found out that this is actually a social club that is being built in Plano, Texas. So this is supposed to be a members-only social club that they're building out. It used to be, though, interestingly enough, an old WeWork address. Now, WeWork is the, you know, you can work remotely. You can rent office space for a single person.
Flex
maybe
space.
Working for, right, a company remotely. Here you can see the Danger Hard Hat area. And so what we realized is we're going through this. Behind me, you can see the renderings of the social club. But it used to be a flex space. And I'm not sure if 3B's Technologies just forgot to, you know, update it. But this is actually now a members-only club. Now, my question to 3B's Technologies would be, okay, if you were going for this WeWork and that was what you were trying to say is we've got all these high tech specialized workers and they have to work in this virtual remote flex office space,
why then, if they're just working remotely, would they need to be in this country? That's what I keep going back to, is I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt. Now, I don't actually believe it. I believe you just are trying to.
The place is a big cutout for them to probably say a million people, you know, work there. It's just a total cutout.
Right. Well, right, because when we started looking, actually virtual office locations and WeWorks and, you know, all of these flex spaces where you can work remotely is actually a big part of this puzzle. It's where a lot of these places actually direct you to where they have office space. And so, again,
the
question remains.
By the way, this is part of a larger globalist reset, work from home or flex spaces, and that's where they ratcheted up the welfare fraud, not just here, but all over the Western world during COVID. This is all part of a larger plan.
Right. And again, I mean, what is the point of bringing someone in on an H-1B visa if they can just do the work from home? You can consult on IT from home in your little, you know, in your little tribal village or whatever, and you don't have to bog down American resources and American workers. You can just do that from home. So even if you believed the remote flex space idea, which I don't, even if you believe that, it still makes no sense why we would be bringing these people here. It all stinks. It's all fraud. And I'm very excited to expose more.
Let's come back in 60 seconds to talk about it more and how the Somalis tie in all this and what the Democrats can do in response. We know so far, call for violence. Back in 60 seconds with Sarah Gonzalez.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain's switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You've heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced, and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow, grass-fed from thealexjonesstore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available, discounted, at thealexjonesstore.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Well, I love Sarah Gonzalez. Been on my show. She's been on my show as well. Been on hers. But I knew when I got up at like 5 a.m. this morning, I said, oh, this is going to go viral. It's already going viral. What a great report she did. Obviously, more planned. More people now are going to come in and investigate what she's saying. It's been documented that the Indians are dominating the H-1B visa. 70% of them in the U.S. for decades is them. And the story is they're the only ones that can code. She just documented with the H-1B visa advertisement of the schools and businesses. They want janitors. They want school teachers. They want football coaches. They want everything. This is a full colonization, not being brought here because they got 180 IQs, being brought here because they have a lobby doing it. I'm not trying to just go off of the Indians, but they're the most populous nation in the world. And they're the ones dominating it. So a huge deal. But getting more into this and looking at what we've seen in Minnesota with the Somalis, now it's coming out the Democrats are the controllers setting up the frauds for them. They're using these groups as a coalition or, you know, kind of the foot soldiers. We have the loggerhead or the problem of the DOJ that isn't going after them. And so how do we stop this? Well, at least Trump has been cutting a lot of the funding to the NGOs and groups and now curtailing the H-1B visa. So hopefully your report and others will draw light to that. But big picture, I want you to have the floor here because I watch your show all the time. Very smart lady. Usually in the morning working out at least once or twice a week. I mean, you're one of the few shows I'm going to watch that. You're always on fire. I don't watch it live 9 to 6 o'clock. I watch either, you know, in the morning or in the afternoon. I want to get your take on where this is going. If America trying to come back from the dead in a football game, are we winning? Are we losing? How do you grade Trump? I mean, just kind of your brainstorm on where the state of the world is right now.
Yeah, I appreciate the kind words, Alex, and I myself am a fangirl of yours, you know that. So I appreciate it. I watch you as well. I try to every day. So I think that Americans, by and large, and I'm, by the way, when I use the term Americans, I'm talking about real Americans. I'm not talking about these sissy Democrats who are simping for illegal gang members and illegal Somalian criminals and all. They're off the reservation. They're too far gone. I realize they vote, which I'll get to in a moment. But when I talk about just the average American who voted in the last election because they wanted law and order, because they wanted the sovereignty of our borders, because they wanted all of the illegals deported, because they just wanted to feel like it was their country again. I think that those Americans are encouraged by certain things that President Trump has done, but I think that they are discouraged by the lack of consistency with the people who he has put in charge of these different federal agencies. One of them being, you mentioned, the DOJ. It's a lot for a regular American to take to hear Tulsi Gabbard say that Barack Obama, the president, the person in the highest office in the land, actually was part of the master plan to come up with the Russia hoax, the Russia collusion hoax. For the average American to hear that Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, Brennan, James Comey, everyone that we know at the very highest levels of our federal government were in charge of concocting this plan, and to see that no one has been held accountable for that yet, is getting very hard for the regular American to bear. It's getting very frustrating to wake up every morning and realize nothing has been done about this. And I think that one of the main issues, one of the main problems that Donald Trump is going to have to tackle in all of this is, how do you deal with Pam Bondi at the DOJ? I think that she's a real problem. I think that she is a reason that we don't have much accountability. And I understand, you know, I'm encouraged by the woke farmer on TikTok. I think his name is William Kelly. He was one of the people who stormed the church in Minnesota and gotten little kids' faces, because I guess he's into that or whatever. I was encouraged by the arrest of those particular people in Minnesota. But I'm thinking, okay, great. Why didn't you arrest Don Lemon for storming them and doing the same thing? He was not acting as a journalist. If we're going to be locking up January 6ers and you're going to be throwing them in federal prison and solitary confinement because they literally went on a guided tour of the Capitol, I would expect that Don Lemon be given the same treatment. I would expect that Don Lemon be charged with the FACE Act, just like those pro-life protesters that were in the streets just protesting, you know, women killing children in their womb. Where is the accountability here? Because the Democrats already set the standard. And so I think that it is a little bit discouraging for the average American to see Barack Obama, to see these people at the highest levels of the federal government, to see them engaging in all of this conspiracy. And we're getting it put in our faces. They're tweeting about it. They're showing us the evidence, and still nothing happens. Now that I've been a little bit harsh and critical of what's happening with that regard, I will say I am encouraged by, you know, ICE not stopping in Minnesota. I am encouraged by President Trump saying we will have law and order if you guys are going to do this. We'll do this the easy way, or we'll do this the hard way, because I treat the Democrats like I treat my toddler child, right? There's the easy way or the hard way. It's going to get done. We're going to have law and order. We're not going to have chaos. You choose your path. You choose how hard or how easy this is, but you're not going to kick and scream and throw a tantrum and think that you're going to get your way. So I am encouraged by Donald Trump's ability to be able to follow through on that, but I do think that he is going to have to address some of the mixed messaging that is coming from some of his different federal agencies, because we just can't keep having no accountability. I mean, you have Bill and Hillary Clinton, for instance, who were just, you know, told that they needed to come in and give their testimony, and they're just like, no, I'm just going to give you the middle finger. I'm just going to say no. I'm just going to talk about how it's Donald Trump's fault for being some dictator and make up all of these lies and smears. Where is the accountability? Hillary Clinton should have been in prison a very long time ago. And so I'm just waiting for that to happen. I'm waiting for Congress to hold Bill and Hillary Clinton in contempt, just like they did to Steve Bannon. I'm waiting for them to serve their prison sentences. I think America is watching that, and I think that they're becoming increasingly frustrated, because when they voted for Donald Trump, they voted for this type of accountability. And so while we are seeing progress on one end, we are seeing progress on the economy. I realize he can't fix it in 1 year, what Joe Biden did, all of the damage that he did. But I think the recurring theme is we need more accountability, regardless of who is behind it, regardless of who is in charge. There were a lot of things that happened during the Joe Biden regime and during Donald Trump Trump's first presidency that really need to be addressed. And until we can address that and until we have a DOJ that is willing to move forward with all of these prosecutions, I think that Americans are going to continue to be frustrated. And I worry, Alex, about what happens during the midterms if they are feeling frustrated. And
well,
if
that's where
are,
I was going next. I have friends and even crew members that are like, if I don't see major indictments, I'm not going to vote. I'm like, listen, hold the Trump admin's feet to the fire, spotlight the bad guys and women, get them out where we can have a lot of effect, but also understand we're moving the needle in a lot of other ways. So be pissed off, but realize it's night and day compared to what we'd have with the Democrats. No. Every election going forward will be the most important. So people should not throw baby out with the bathwater. But here's a question. Because you really focus on the transgender cult and big pharma. And you know, we've turned the tide on that. Europe's banning it. The UK's banning it. But now, today, in the spending bill, 76 Republicans vote to keep funding for groups sterilizing children chemically and surgically and for late-term abortions and for DEI. What the hell? So what should we do about this? We know Trump is against it. We know we elected him to do this. But now 76 Republicans join unanimous Democrats in doing that. What are we supposed to do? I mean, this is pissing me off.
Yeah, I agree. I'm right there with you. I think that it's, if you can't convince someone to go on the record as saying we are not going to sterilize and castrate an entire generation of children, like, what are we doing? What, this country is no more if we can't all just agree. This is a very simple thing. And so I think that what we are seeing is the result of a bunch of weak Republicans who have been able to for so long. They get funding by, you know, the NRSC and all of these other senatorial and at the government level in the federal, you know, Congress and Senate. It's just a money train. It's just a gravy train. I mean, I'm watching here what's happening in the state of Texas with the Attorney General Ken Paxton, who is now running for Senate. And I'm hearing stories from him. We do a lot of speaking events together, and I'm riding in the car with him, and he's explaining to me how it's just a slush fund once you get in office. It's just a slush fund of money every
gravy
time
train.
You run. Yes. And so they get all of the money, they get all of the cash, and now we have a bunch of incumbents who are very weak, who do not intend to vote what their constituency wants them to vote for, and we're seeing the end result of that. But I fear that, we're talking about the midterms, I fear that people, Republicans, are not going to go out to the ballot box. And to your point, Alex, that now is not the time to not go out and vote. Because if we have that many Republicans willing to stand with the Democrats on something as simple as we shouldn't be sterilizing young children and we shouldn't be killing babies in the womb, I mean, what are we doing? We have to go out and we have to get active. We saw what happened in an election that the Democrats, of course, did try to steal again. We saw what happened when Americans went out en masse and said, we don't care what you call us. We don't care what you call the candidate. I don't care. I am awake now. I am awake and I'm not voting for this anymore. And we saw that it was too big to rig. So I just think that Americans have to not give up. But I agree with you. It's very frustrating when you have these Republicans who, I mean, the history books will reflect all of this. The history books are not going to reflect kindly on anyone, Republican or Democrat, who said, yes, sure, this is the direction we're going to go. Yes, we're going to chop off healthy body parts of children because the mentally ill doctors and psychologists told us that we needed to. History is not going to be kind to these people.
Yes.
And I just think that if it proves anything, it proves that we have to go out and we have to be educated about who we're voting for. And we have to go out regardless of the campaign ads or the flyers
that
you're getting at the door.
We have to get more engaged. We have to get more informed. We've moved the needle so far because we got halfway away. And here's the analogy is we're thrown into a gladiatorial fight, fight or die. Our shield's not perfect. Our sword is dull. You got to use it. You don't, oh, this sword sucks and throw it down. It's what you got to fight this. I mean, we're in this. And if you want to make the sword better, get stronger, get more informed, do what Sarah did, go out and just, you know, look online in any of these programs, and you mentioned a website. Where do people find that again so they can go do this database and look this up themselves?
Yes. I don't have it in front of me, but they can go to my my YouTube channel, Sarah Gonzalez TX, and they can hear it straight from the source's creator that I'm interviewing, and it'll be available at 6 p.m. Central. And so they can just go on that and
got
just
it.
Do
so
the
it's
work
not even
themselves.
Out yet. That's great. Wow. Can't wait to see the show tonight. So I know you tape part of
Thank
it,
you.
Part of it live. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, yes, I appreciate that. So, but also, let me just give you an anecdotal story just for your viewers to just, because I don't want them to be, I understand the frustration, but I don't want it to lead to not going out and vote. Here in the state of Texas, as I'm sure you know, we have a very, very big rhino problem. And what we had happen in the last primary election was we had an unprecedented amount of primary challengers beat the Republican incumbents. So we had a bunch of actual conservatives beating out the incumbents, even though the odds were against them, because we had an awakening here in the state and people finally did their own research and people finally showed up. And we finally got this grassroots coalition rising up in the state of Texas.
But then Trump got awake, so they went back to sleep for those spirited exposing it. The Republicans gave the Democrats equal committee power.
Yes. Yes.
Explain this. So yeah, the sellout, because yes, people went back to sleep, folks. No, you don't go to sleep when you win a battle. You intensify. It's called pressing the attack.
Exactly. Exactly right. And so to your point on that, so what happened was we got like 25 new people in and we were able to kind of change things. But what happened was all of the weak Republicans, all of the rhinos, instead of saying, oh, the constituency here in the state of Texas actually wants conservative leadership, they said, no, 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 we're going to do it our way. And they partnered with the Democrats and they were still able to get a weak Republican as the Speaker of the House who was voted in by a Democrat majority. But what it did was it showed us this is just phase one in a very long process of taking our state back. We just finished phase one where we got those 25 people that joined the actual conservative coalition. But what we have to do is we have to build on that. We have to expand upon that. We are not going to fix a problem that we've spent decades creating. So we have to play the long game in this.
And I was about to say long game when you just said long game.
Yeah.
Because I see what you're involved in exposing the transgender cult, pro-gun, trying to cut. I mean, I see you, people that don't know, you're not just doing your show daily. You're running around everywhere. Cross-pollinating, waking people up. When you're in a war, folks, when you win, the enemy hits back harder. You don't go, oh, God, yes, I was supposed to just win. No, you're winning. You've got to go even harder. And so when we started finally waking Texas up, like Florida's been awakened, then they just doubled down. They went in and paid people off. That's why we saw this rollover happen. Well, that's okay. We'll still continue to get more people with integrity. And I've had the globalists trying to buy me off 50 times. The point is most people can be bought off. Sarah Gonzalez can't be bought off. I can't be bought off. But the thing is, the fact that this takes so much time, we're gaining ground. Don't take it like, oh, it didn't instantly happen. Hey, everybody's awake. We should be winning. No, in your bubble, everybody's awake. Everybody's not awake now. They're starting to. That's why we force the enemy to fight back harder. We're now reaching the heart of the battle. Go ahead.
No, you're absolutely right. And so when you take what happened in Texas and you extrapolate that onto the federal level, we're talking about a president who has come in and caused the Democrats to show their true colors. And just what are they doing on the streets of Minnesota? They're fighting for illegal, Somalian fraudsters. They're literally fighting for people who are siphoning money from our taxpayer dollars and sending them in some cases to terror groups. And they're saying, no, those people should stay. And so I think we really honestly should be encouraged by that because they're so broken by President Trump.
No, you're right. We forced them out. I mean, I've seen like five videos this week where ICE pulls up and goes, you know, we're arresting convicted child molesters. And the Democrats go, we don't care.
Yeah, right. Exactly. I mean, they are really showing their true colors. And I would say, as the old saying goes, when someone shows you who they are, believe them. That is what these people are about. That is what they represent. And if they're willing to actually stand on a street corner and tell you, yes, we are here for the illegal. We don't care about American citizens. We don't care about the safety of American citizens. We don't care about the Lake and Rileys of the world. We don't care about the Rachel Morins of the world. We would rather stand on a street corner and protest a federal agency coming in to our communities and making them safer. If they are willing to go through the trouble of saying that publicly, and in some cases broadcasting themselves on their cell phones so the whole world can see, I think we should be encouraged by that. And I think we should just remember, although we have these frustrations, although we have not yet seen accountability, is the other side, is that really what you'd like to take over? Because if they do, all hell is going to break loose. They're going to try to impeach our president again, and we won't be able to continue with the good progress that he has made. So I think that with the frustrations that we have, we really should focus on what is the other side going to bring us if we don't show up at the midterms?
And like Kennedy said, don't ask what the country can do for you. What can you do for your country? We built the platform for Trump to get in. So
yes.
And again, people bitch and go, oh, the deportations aren't even as good as Obama. Obama dismantled it later. Trump had to rebuild it. It's exponential. They're pissed. ICE is David versus Goliath. They have federal court orders. They're doing their job. And I notice the Democrats are now saying, we want ICE abolished congressionally. They're trying to defund it. We just want the white flag, no borders, unlimited. It's the end of the country. We are literally down to their final end game here.
Yeah, you're right. And I mean, for so long, they weren't saying the quiet parts out loud, especially about all of their, you know, obviously their globalist goals. Now they are. I mean, they are. They want all the illegals here. They want all the gang members here. They want everyone. They just want open borders. Everyone can just roam freely wherever they want. And I think that that terrifies the average American. I think that the average American hears that. It's exactly why they voted for President Trump in November, was because they saw all of these things happening and they said, we can't have that. If we have that, we don't have a country.
Well, so especially when they learn that they give all the foreigners incredible goodies, like three times what a disabled vet gets. I mean,
right, exactly.
I mean, they are literally created the incentive to bring these people here.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you notice I think people will say that this is a stereotype that you always have these Indians that own the gas stations, just going back to the H-1B problem. Well, yeah, because they get like special opportunities for special small business loans when they come here. We're just throwing them all of the gravy train and the average American gets the shaft. And so I do think that, you know, you can't fix a 4-year mess. And in some cases, you know, I think that you get to add on the mess that Barack Obama got us in. President Trump wasn't able to completely course correct there. And then you add on Joe Biden's 4 years, disastrous 4 years with all of the DEI and everything that President Trump is trying to root out. You can't solve that in 1 year.
By the way, though, you move fast because you're informed. I haven't checked in a few years. Last time I checked, people that come from foreign countries can, with a new business, what, like 10 years, no taxes, 5 years, no taxes. Why don't citizens get that? I mean, again, how did it?
Exactly.
In the UK, they say, no, foreigners, whether legal or not, get preferential treatment. So now they're giving them new council homes, saying, don't worry, we're moving them out of the 4-star hotels into new free homes. And I'm like,
wow.
I mean.
Yeah, it's incomprehensible, isn't it? I mean, it's really, truly incomprehensible that a country can treat its own citizens that way. It really, and then they expect you to continue paying your taxes. Isn't that interesting, Alex? It's so enraging to me. You still are expected to pay your taxes lest you be thrown in jail eventually, but we are going to hand all the benefits actually to all of the foreigners and give them every reason to come here, exploit our system, and then not assimilate. What's shocking to me, going back to that issue, Alex, is that you have the UK it's a perfect representation. It's a perfect model of what can happen if you don't clamp down on that. Why is America not seeing that? Why are our politicians not seeing that and going, oh, we can't have that. We can't have that. If you have that, you don't have a country. You have literal no-go zones in the UK because of all of this importation that they're doing, because of all the favoritism that all of these foreigners are getting. And we still are looking at that and going, yeah, that's a thing that we should do. We should just continue welcoming all of these different cultures, all of these different, you know, foreigners into our country and what, expect a different result? It's actually quite maddening and infuriating when you realize, as you, I don't know how you pay your taxes, but I'm a 1099 contract worker, so I don't get it taken out of a paycheck. I actually have to physically write a check to the government every quarter.
Me too,
and
yeah.
Every time I'm reminded, why the hell am I writing this check? You're pissing it away. You're giving it to a bunch of Indian scammers. You're giving it to a bunch of Muslims who are coming here to conquer. Why am I writing this check, actually, when I go call my
city?
Well,
that's what I feel like,
because
I'm like creating like a hand grenade to blow me up every time I sign it. I know.
Well, we actually, in my house, we have, my husband and I have, shirts that we wear on tax day that just says taxes are gay, because it's the only thing that I can do without like actually hurting someone, is just my little protest on my shirt, because it's really enraging when you consider, I mean, just as a quick anecdote, you're paying all these taxes and they're being pissed away for all of these programs that you don't actually benefit from. And in return, we call our city because they don't pick up our trash on time. The trash truck just passes by and doesn't pick it up. And they're like, yeah, I don't know how to help you. We'll send an email, but if they don't do anything, I don't know how to help you. And it's like, why the hell am I paying all of these taxes on so many different levels, at the local, at the state, at the federal? Why am I paying all these taxes and receiving nothing in return? And in exchange for all of these taxes, you're just bringing in foreigners to scam our system. You're just making sure that we still, at the federal level, are empowering people to trans children. You're still allowing our money to go to all of these NGOs. You're still allowing our money to go to killing children in the womb. It really is. It's beyond infuriating.
No, that's it. You've been on fire today, as always. Thank you so much. The bottom line is the social contract is broken under the globalist Cloud Pivot Great Reset. It's by design. The sooner we figure out this is a weaponized system to bring us down, the sooner we're going to fix it. We're all trying to stop it. We got a good shot at it. Sir Gonzalez, incredible. You got to come back sooner with all the great work you're doing. We'll be watching what you do very, very closely. Sir Gonzalez, TX on X. And tonight, 6 p.m. live with all this breaking news on the Blaze. Thank you so much, Sir Gonzalez.
Thank you so much, Alex. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Wow. I feel really good knowing she's out there. Very exciting. We need more people like her and Nick Shirley. We'll be right back with huge news straight ahead. Stay with us.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You've heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced, and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow, grass-fed from thealexjonesstore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available, discounted, at thealexjonesstore.com. Well, barring a miracle, InfoWars, the website, the studio, will be shut down somewhere in or around January 1st, 2026. But regardless, the InfoWar lives on. But InfoWarsStore.com, the legendary site that literally funded the InfoWar because of your great support for so many great products, has gotten two final shipments in of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil. Both are the highest quality, the best out there. They're fan favorites. And right now, they're 40% off until they sell out. So this is probably, I said about 90% chance, your last chance to get Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. But don't worry. The InfoWar will continue with the Alex Jones Network. It will continue with all the other work we're doing. But right now, if you want to get these legendary products, the last time you can, get them exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, they're both 40% off for a limited time. So take action now. InfoWarsStore.com. Our medical grade USP Ultra Methylene Blue, exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1 month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com and it funds our operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. Thealexjonesstore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom. I have some very exciting news. Optimal Human is hands down the best green superfood, super nutrient concentrate I've ever had. The folks at Bigly have had this out for years, and it's their star product. And it became a bestseller very quickly because people, when they got it, loved it so much. If I told you everything that's in it, how concentrated it is, it would take an hour. This has the kitchen sink and then some in it. If you're missing any of the trace, not just the stuff they say is essential, but all the other trace elements and vitamins and prebiotic and probiotics, it's got everything in it. And again, these are all concentrated, and it's got a bunch of stuff for healthy energy in it too. So folks absolutely love Optimal Human, and it works synergistically with the Shilajit, the IRC Moss, the Ultimate Turmeric, and the Methylene Blue. We've been sold out of this. It came in, and I finally got it a couple days ago, and man, is it awesome. It is a game changer. If you haven't gotten it, you are really missing out at thealexjonesstore.com. And so it never sells out. Be sure to become a subscriber and get special discounts when you do that.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Wow, that interview with Sir Gonzalez was powerful. Stephen Gardner is really a great journalist and talk show host. He's going to be joining me on the fourth hour to talk about a host of big issues. I'll tell you about when he joins us. But here's my frustration. There are so many great reporters like Sarah Gonzalez that if I had them all on, we would do like 10 hours a day or longer. In fact, as we discover more of the corruption that we knew was there, but the details, it is a little bit exhausting. We got stuff out of Maine, New Mexico, Michigan, Ohio, the same crap. And again, you ask, well, why is it Somalis? Why is it Indians? Why is it Muslims? Because they come from countries where they have managers and groups that are the NGOs that start the pipeline, put them in where they live, put them in the schools, control them, and then they vote how they're told, they work how they're told, they pay their money back, most of it, into the group that brought them here. Because if they don't, the Democrats just make a phone call, or they make a phone call to Democrats, and then they deport you. That's why under Biden, they said, and also under Obama, at the end, 7 years till your first immigration hearing. And they just give you a Social Security number. And if you behave yourself, you never go to the hearing. You're just made legal. You just go to a citizen hearing. But if you don't do what you're told, you get deported. So that's why they never wanted to have real immigration reform, because the Democrats like this illegal pipeline. And the Republican neocons were a big part of that as well, but that's changed now. So Trump is fundamentally trying to save the very sovereignty of the country. That's what the Democrats are throwing all their fits. But here's just a few of the reports. And again, you got to go watch the full thing. I mean, in Ohio, they've got all these women, and they checked. It's all true. And I just say women because that's, you know, people think of women as nice and not corrupt, because in the past, men committed most crime. That's why the system works with women, because they know you don't see a woman as a crook. And they go and they sign up the migrants that are illegal. They get them refugee status, but they go pay the judge the money. And then you have sponsors that come in and then like own a percentage of the person as a slave. You then get part of their paycheck. They sign you up for disabilities. They get part of that. I mean, it's wild. So here's one out of Maine. Same deal with the Somalis in Michigan and in Minneapolis and Washington State, Minnesota, all of it. Journalists find just, and people say, oh, it's much bigger than that. Yeah, them personally in one day go out and find 2 million of fake businesses. Like Shirley found, you know, 18 million or whatever in one day. The point is, that's just where you go to prove it. The numbers out of Maine, I think, are $500 million so far. They just found another $400-something million yesterday in Obamacare fraud. And they said they're finding that basically every few days. So it's way above $24 billion. That's an old number now. And the media is still running the old number of $9 billion or $19 billion. So let's play a short clip out of Ohio on this, or no, out of Maine. Then we'll go to Ohio. And again, there's a bunch of these videos of these people, and it's been confirmed this is going on. Meeting with folks about, you bring the money for the payoff the judge, you get a percentage of this new person we're bringing in. And that's how big this business is. And that's why they want to keep it open. But that's a 24-minute report. I'm not going to air the whole thing. You want to find it? It's on townhall.com. I posted it on X yesterday. Bombshell footage as judge can be bought with bribes in Ohio immigration courts. So you want to find it, you go pull this up. And they've got all these people saying the same thing, and they're been caught on record doing it. And they're so brazen, they believe they'll never get any trouble for it. So that's just a small snapshot of what's going on. Let's play the full report out of Maine, and then we'll play just some of the report out of Ohio. Here it is.
We're here in Portland, Maine. We found of the businesses that are registered in here, of the 20-something businesses, 10 of them are home healthcare businesses. As you can see, Prestige Home Care, Bright Star Home Care, Atlantic Community Support, Five Stars Home Healthcare, Prime Home Care, LLC.
It's a trend we saw in Minnesota, one that the Minnesota House Oversight Committee on Fraud tells News Nation is a giant red flag. Large clusters of healthcare providers in one location.
This building right behind me has 22 different home and community-based healthcare companies registered in the building.
Inside this Portland office building, owner Ron Nevins agreed to speak with us.
I think I got 10 healthcare companies, which is probably about half, maybe a little less than half of this building.
Healthcare, 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 home healthcare. I didn't even know what home healthcare was. Do you think these businesses are actually legit businesses?
Some, yes, but some I highly question. Nobody's ever here, and you know, if it was one or two or three or four, but when there's 10, I've had as many as 12 or 13 probably before. The Five Star, I took the sign off the door because I'm trying to run the office.
A state audit found that Five Star Home Healthcare overbilled Maine's Medicaid by nearly $400,000, according to documents obtained by the Maine Wire. They failed to provide documentation to substantiate hundreds of thousands of dollars in Medicaid benefits paid out for home-based healthcare, and then the owner just abandoned the office.
By the way, hit pause. I can't even reach him. 6 seconds. Unlike Nick Shirley did a great job, you know, going to like 15 places and showing, you know, $118 million or whatever in fraud because no one's there and there's no kids and it's a weekday and, you know, and there's no cars, no footprints, nothing. That's just circumstantial. No. This newscast went out and they had the landlords let them in and they're like, yeah, there's nobody ever in these things. I think probably half of them are fraud. Then they go check the records and they've got certified fraud of $2+ million just in one building they visited. And that's just where the state did their job, which is rare. You starting to get this, folks? This is open and shut. Continue.
By nearly $400,000, according to documents obtained by the Maine Wire. They failed to provide documentation to substantiate hundreds of thousands of dollars in Medicaid benefits paid out for home-based health care, and then the owner just abandoned the office.
I can't even reach him. 6 months, no return calls, no return texts, nothing.
There's been no consequences, no investigation, no resolution to what happened with Five Stars Home Health Care. And that, I think, is something, that's a story that we see play out time and time again.
You've been reporting on this for quite a long time here in Maine. How widespread do you think this issue is here?
Hundreds of millions of dollars easily. It's, you know, you look just where we're standing right now, there are probably a dozen home health care agencies registered
right here.
We can see Ladna Home Health Care down there as a $2 million home health care agency. You can see it's located right next to two money wiring services. Right next to it, you have Dahabshiil. Dahabshiil is the official money wiring service of the Central Bank of Somalia.
You don't know what's going on behind the scenes, you know?
Does it bother you?
Well, it ticks me off if they're screwing the state of Maine, and because that's my tax money, you know? You add up what's going on all over the state of Maine, it's probably millions and millions of dollars of fraud and abuse.
Is there a way to, I can help the newcomers, the people from Mauritania?
Oh, we got them all here, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, see.
Did you guys are the ones that kind of took care of them?
Yeah.
Oh, bless you.
So he talks to a lady, sends her this lady, and they put him into how to do the fraud.
They've been here for a little while now, I understand.
Maybe a year or so.
Oh, my gosh.
They've been populating over here.
Have you guys been able to handle that?
First it was overwhelming, mm-hmm. But now we can't.
How's your friend's boyfriend adapting?
He's staying with us right now. But see, he has his own place too. Mm-hmm. He's got a place with four or five other guys.
Oh.
That he pays his part of the rent for, but he comes and stays with her.
Right. That's on Mulberry, maybe.
Yes. Lachlan? Mm-hmm. I call it Little Africa. Mm-hmm. I call it Little Africa.
Right.
Because they stand out everywhere. They're all over the place.
Right.
And it is what it is. Fine, welcome to America.
Did they work? She got a job?
She gets them the papers. She does.
Oh, they get them the papers to work?
She helps them.
All right. Is there a way to help with that?
Mama.
Hello, Mama. Do they need work?
He's talking about everything. He knows about Mulberry Street. He knows about all this shit.
Yeah. I try to work with them the best I can.
So you've been over on Mulberry?
I haven't been there. I heard that, and I think I saw some people coming in.
That's a big African place.
I almost was going to bring the water directly there, but somebody said don't do that.
The what?
I was going to bring the water directly in there, but they said...
Let's stop here. So again, this goes on. There's hours of this. I posted on X. So he gets into the network of the NGO locals. Then he gets sent. They say, go to this lady. She'll get you in if you want to manage some of these people and make some real money. Let's go to that report. Here it is.
I can get to the judge. You know, that's the only person you want to talk to.
Shut up, Mom.
If I can get through the judge, it's okay. Sometimes it's some people.
So they'll pay you.
Some places, drink some big places where you don't even drink alcohol, but you're going to some big places. Okay. The big boys sit them and drink. Okay. And visit those places.
Okay.
Make a conversation with him.
Yeah.
You see. I have this boy there, and that day, you work that day? You say, yeah. You say, okay. $50,000 to send everybody to see all these names.
Yeah.
I have them in my book. Okay? I go to the bar like everybody should. Spot the judge. I say, you work on this date? Be like, let me see my art calling that you go in his phone. Yeah? What's your problem? I say, these boys, man.
Oh, I remember.
Want to let them back here for their boy for me? Hey, you better give me 50J, baby.
The judge says that?
I'm not scared of nothing. God, they leave. You know, they pay a bill just like me. Come on, man.
How does the judge get paid, though? Because...
Oh, no, nigga, you gotta help me. I'm gonna come back and say, watch out. We have this deadline. We need $50,000. And then they let me look, count them down. Calculating. You give me this. I gotta make money.
Right.
We have 40 men. But $50,000. So everybody gotta pay $1,200.
But then you have to do the dangerous part of getting it to the judge.
Exactly. So I'm like, see something they call lime? Where you can trace back.
What's it called? Lime?
Lime.
Uh-huh. Oh, it's an app.
You can trace back.
And you send it through Lime. You send it through Lime. Pay on Lime?
Yeah.
Okay, pay.
Pay on Lime.
Should I set up an account?
GreenDebt.com.
What is it called?
GreenDebt.com. You go CBS and buy a card. It's like $1.25 for the card. You want to have money where you're going to spend to pay people.
Yeah.
On Lime.
And it's not trackable.
You can't track.
And that's the same shit used for the judges.
Nobody can. Nobody don't watch that.
But you trust that to even use it for the judges?
Yes.
Okay.
You see, this card, you can spend up like $10 million a day. Transport any amount of money. This card. Those cards is fraud.
It's what?
Fraud card. That's why they sell them. The card, they use if it like me, for money laundering in Jamaica. And you there, Jamaica. This is things. Maybe $100,000. And lady does not drop online. You drop online.
Gotcha.
And they put in a code number. You have only you have the code. Me. So you know how much me have.
Gotcha.
If you bring push money, you have to have somebody who can wash the money.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what people get greedy and grab up with emissions.
Do you have somebody in Jamaica that can wash the money for you?
If we get it, if it come through my hand? Oh, hell yes. Yeah, one day we go back to face the judge, but I get my lawyer to go to court with him that day.
Yeah.
You have to have a lawyer. We can go to the judge, because you know that's the one who talk to the judge, is the lawyer. You get the lawyer, and you say, okay, we have this sheet of paper. I need you to ask the judge how much to carry these people. Two more years. in this country to help me to get this project done. And he said, okay, give me $50,000.
You send the $50,000 to the lawyer?
Yes. $50,000 going to split up between everybody.
Between the lawyer and the judge?
The judge. He heard them get money. Attorney, you walk up in a day office. Cash money. Have no trail. Here's the answer.
But you have one you've used. You would use...
I got Weber. Weber?
Who?
Michael Weber.
Michael Weber?
Yes.
Where's he at? Lebanon?
No, he's in Cincinnati here.
What kind of attorney? Is he immigration?
He is like immigration. He is like if I get injured, he's white.
He's a white guy?
Yeah.
Bald?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah,
glasses?
Yes. This is what people don't understand. Just put on their pants to see we're like us.
Yeah.
And they don't go to them with no naked pants. They need to wear tights,
right.
Leggings. They need their head and they need their fingernails.
Right.
So when I go to them, it's like, what's up? This is what we have.
You have an envelope for them?
There's four or five names in there already. Names where you need to get help. And you're like, okay.
So then you talk to him, you got your envelope, you show him some names, whatever.
You put the name in the envelope, like a cash money. Yes,
no cash, just
no,
the name.
No, just the name. You see this judge right here?
Which one?
This one.
I can't see.
You see if you want to talk to them? None of these judges. See if you want to talk to none of them? You only want to talk to one judge.
And which one do I want to talk to?
One person. Any one of them, just get one judge. All of them talk.
All right, let's stop right here. This is, folks, how many times for 20 years you heard me describe this for you, okay? They bring it in, whatever it is. It's not just for illegal aliens. It's CPS. It's everything. And you'll have the one king judge that manages it, and then they'll know what court it's going to be. They hand it off. So then the money and the payoffs go into a law firm who keeps part of it and pays it in. And they'll have the NGO managers that get part of the money as well. And they just literally milk these people. And in many cases, they're like, okay, we're going to put all these 12-year-olds, 13-year-olds at the cereal plant or at the tire factory. And then they don't even go to school. They just sleep and live there. Remember the New York Times reported on this a few years ago. And then they'll also come in and say, this little girl looks cute. We're taking her. And they'll just disappear. A girl's never seen. And they rape them, you know, use them 10 guys a day for a couple of years and then just take them to the facility, sell them again, take the organs. And I've had members of parliament on from the UK about it. I've had people on from the Swiss government. It happens here. And again, it's all compartmentalized. It's like, oh, we have to get rid of this girl. She's causing a problem or she's whatever. Oh, the trash man's coming. You know, take him to the train station. And then the men come, they drug her, bye-bye. She gets chopped up, done. You want to know where the 500,000 kids went? A lot of them they killed. They mean business. And whether you're in a small town or a big city, a large percent of your judges and your lawyers are in on this. And because it's so evil, because it's so bad, the average person just can't even interface that this is going on. And then you get in front of these judges, and you're a Christian, you're a conservative, they throw the book at you. They hate because it's a cult of criminals. That's how with me, they had total show trials run by HBO. And I knew they were corrupt. I didn't realize I was in them. That was like all staged. I was already guilty. It was all produced. The judge then had South by Southwest walked the red carpet, was part of the gala with the flash bulbs for the movie she'd been in. And she's a Soros judge. I mean, these are hardcore criminals. Hardcore. And I've told you this for years. They don't hide any of it. And so this investigating group started back in November, December. Now they released it. They've released hours and hours of it. And they just go talk to local NGO people, get to be their friends, go hang out with them. All right, I'll put you in touch with the next person. Here's the woman. All right, here's the judge's names. Here's the money. Here's how we do it. And you notice it's exactly how I described it decades ago. But they've scaled it up. 20 million illegals. ICE estimates a million kids under Biden. Half a mil disappeared on purpose, names erased. And DHS has leaked to Patriots all right, you know, here's some of the names. They go to it, and then they thought they were dropped off in Walmart parking lots, Target parking lots. And when they're able to track down where the girls are, they knock on the door. The little girl opens up. She's 12. She goes, I just had this baby a year ago. I'm pregnant again. 10 men have sex with me a day. Please save me. Muckraker's gotten those reports. Anthony Rubin, James O'Keefe. James O'Keefe, you know, goes to his places in San Antonio, Austin. This little 12-year-old girl saying, they men come. They rape me all day. I'm just outside right now. Please, will you take me with you? Will you save me? You've seen the footage here. This is your Democratic Party, the most satanic, demonic, evil people the earth has ever seen. But in Ukraine, they take the kids and gang rape them in Europe, the UK, and kill them for their organs. I've had members of Parliament on exposing it. And Keir Starmer, for 15 years, sat over that as the head magistrate and would not prosecute any of them. Keir Starmer is literally Satan walking the face of the earth. Of course they're arresting people and giving them three-year sentences for praying outside an abortion clinic. The devil's real, folks, and he's got henchmen, and they're all over the place. And it's time you admit it to yourself. Because everything I've said here, we've got all the proof. Now, Stephen Gardner's an amazing talk show host and investigative reporter, and he's got another incredible guy I'm fully aware of. He's worked for Lou Dobbs, John Fawcett. Host of the Great American Show, co-hosting with him next hour. They got some big, big issues. Big breaking news on multiple fronts. Next hour, you do not want to miss that. In fact, let him take over right when this hour starts. Then in an hour and 5 minutes from now, Harrison Smith, the War Room. Now, we're talking Trump and ICE, J.D. Vance, economy in the future, Democrat fraud, midterms, the SAVE Act, Trump. Been promoting, reposting Stephen Gardner's videos, Gavin Newsom, Davos, Jack Smith, and more. Look for that. And remember, you're the Paul Revere's. Take the live feed from Real Alex Jones on X and at AJN Live. Take the live feed from Infowars.com/show. Take the live feed from the Alex Jones Show on Rumble. And share it on your email list. Share it on your text message. Share it by word of mouth and say, this is the forbidden truth. Evil can't stand sunlight. Vampires can't stand the sunlight. Well, you're Van Helsing fighting Count Dracula. You got to open the drapes. It's light outside, but we're inside the castle with this guy. I'm not going to sit here and just fight Dracula in the dark. I'm going to open the windows. Well, we got to do this together. So share the feeds. Take clips out of the show. This broadcast belongs to you and realize we're starting to turn the tide here, but the fight has just begun. And separately, I need you to support the broadcast. We have a big sale going until Sunday at midnight. Every order gets a free T-shirt. We got great new ball cap designs that I think are some of the best, and T-shirts that I'm very, very proud of. But the real reason to support is if it was a straight donation, you know you're having a great effect against tyranny. But you get great products at very low prices that will empower you. I mean, if I was just a regular store, you would want our methylene blue. It's the best. If I was just a regular store, you'd want or our CMOS, or our Shilajit, it's the best. You'd want our bovine colostrum. They're such incredible things. We've got the best. You'd want our turmeric. We have the very strongest. So I need you to decide to take action, because only less than 1% of the wonderful listeners ever actually go buy something in the store. I'm talking to those of you that are on the bench. You want new lockdowns? You want new tyranny? You want the globals to win? Don't get involved. Don't support this broadcast. There is nowhere that you can support that's having a bigger effect. There's nowhere that's more consistently accurate and hardcore. Not just myself, but our guests, everything we do. We are doing God's work here. And I know a lot of you are already awake, so you say, oh, well, we kind of woke folks up already. No, the general public still isn't fully dialed in on what's happening. We're doing our most important work ever right now, but I can't do it without you standing right beside us. You're not as important as I am. You are more important in the aggregate. So take action now. Up to 45% off of the supplements until Sunday evening. Take the Ultra Methylene Blue Challenge. See how great it is, how good it is for your body. If you're going to try just one product, and then I took some time out with the new T-shirts and new ball caps. There's quite a few of them at thealexandjones.com that are my designs. What's my market research? I like it. America Supply Company, established 1776. I kind of just copied an old redneck feed shop, you know, hat that said something different on it. And I said, hey, I want to make something like this, but I want to say I got a great patch on it. We got it in black, too. There's a bunch of other new designs and T-shirts, you know, support ICE, stuff like that, at thealexjonesstore.com. So it's up to you to take action now. But regardless, I'm going to keep fighting. But if you'll just pray for the broadcast bare minimum, I'm very thankful to that, because that's totally real, beyond real to everything, and your word of mouth. Regardless, share the live feeds at Real Alex Jones on X and Infowars.com/show. Hour number four, straight ahead.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
We're gonna make it, men!
Now look here. Even to this very day, I still have my trusty old trench knife from the war.
Order now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Hello, friends. Welcome to my home. We have all kinds of supplements.
Sometimes we have BOGO Supps.
We're always coming out with new products, and this is one of my favorites. You can shop for all of our supplements and apparel right here on the phone app.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Everybody, welcome to the fourth hour of InfoWars. My name is Stephen Gardner. I've been asked to step in and go through some big stories with you guys. We're going to be breaking a big story about illegal immigration and some of the biggest unions in America going against President Trump and his orders to get the illegals out. For those of you that don't know me, my name is Stephen Gardner. I host a show over on YouTube with over 2 million patriots that love America, that want to see America succeed. You can check it out, Stephen Gardner 1, or right here on X, Stephen Gardner X. So later in the show, I'm going to have John Fawcett, someone that's been on this InfoWars in the past. He's going to be breaking a story about illegal immigration and how these unions are betraying our president and the Constitution in order to get cheap labor. So not only are the Democrats trying to flood the United States of America with illegals to replace us, to replace our votes, water down our votes, they're here for the jobs, for the free taxpayer money. You guys know everything that we went through. Now, coming up in the show, I'm going to be going over some different ideas I have for President Trump. If I could sit down with him, these are some of the ideas that I would share. And this is based on getting feedback from millions of American patriots, what they want him to do. I'm talking about arrests. I'm talking about working hand in hand with red governors, red attorney generals. We're going to be going through all of that. Some of the immigration stuff going on with Border Chief Greg Bovino up in Minnesota, what's going on over in Illinois, Memphis. We're going to talk about how the Democrats They just took back Virginia. What's the first thing they do? They say, oh, no more hand counting ballots in upcoming elections. Everything must be run through the machines. Well, you and I, we don't trust the machines. Some of us don't even trust the ballots because we know what they did in Arizona. We know what they did up in Pennsylvania with the ballots being trucked in from New York. I'm hoping that investigation will be reopened. We know what they did down in Georgia, running ballots through multiple times, disappearing ballots, over 350,000 ballots that the Board of Elections said these either were erased or they never existed. We're going to go through all of that, plus some big stuff that our Vice President J.D. Vance has put out. We're also going to talk about one of the scariest things that I saw this week out of the mouth of evil Chucky Schumer from New York. He lays out exactly what they're going to do to President Trump the minute they impeach him if they are able to take back the majority. Now, I don't know that they're going to. I'm hopeful. I'm an optimistic guy, but I'm also a realist. And we've got to really take into account what they want to do to us. Plus, I want to talk about the SAVE Act. We have a piece of legislation in place right now that would protect our country. So why aren't Republicans, if they're going to raise money off of us, if they're going to raise our hopes, if they're going to campaign on this and pretend like they are MAGA, that they are pro-America, that they are the revolution, then we need to know why they won't pass the SAVE Act to make our elections free and fair. So we're going to be going through all of that. Mitch McConnell's got his hands in this. John Thune has his hands in this. But I want to also talk about this big story that my good friend John Fawcett is going to be sharing with us about keeping illegals in American companies over American workers. I thought we were past this stuff. And we gotta make sure that these broadcasts get shared. So make sure to like the show, share the broadcast, go support the Alex Jones Store. We're gonna be right back to go through all of this hard-hitting news.
I am making this historic announcement on Friday, December 12th, 2025. The future of InfoWars hangs in the balance. It is in your hands. They're having a state auction in January next year in about a month, but we don't even have the money for payroll or for satellites or for bandwidth. We've got this next shot to survive, but if we don't get the funds in, we shut down. So we're selling three emergency limited edition posters at InfoWarsStore.com right now that are critical to us staying on the air. I want to encourage you to go now to get I Have Not Yet Begun to Fight, John Paul Jones poster, and two others, Make No Peace with Evil and Defend the West, Iconic Crusades. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com to get one or more of these iconic posters, limited edition. We cannot do it without you. I have fired the bat signal. Take action now if you want to stand with us in this fight at InfoWarsStore.com, and I salute you for your support.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen right here on The Alex Jones Show.
All right, everybody, welcome back to The Alex Jones Show, InfoWars. I'm guest host Stephen Gardner. I want to jump right into some big ideas that I would like to share with President Trump. Now, as Alex said at the end of the last hour, as he was talking about how Democrats are the most evil organization on planet Earth right now, he also mentioned how President Trump had retruthed one of my videos about how the fraud that Governor Tim Walz and AG Keith Ellison allowed up in Minnesota looks like mafia organized crime. So if my messages are getting back to President Trump, then this is one of the messages that I would like to speak with him about. I love what you're doing, President Trump. I love your courage. You've got big, beautiful balls after going into Chicago, going into Los Angeles. But I want to propose another idea. Should we maybe be working in red states and red cities? I know what you're trying to do. I know that you are trying to get media attention on the illegals and the criminals in Chicago, Los Angeles, New York. But right now we're just starting your second year and you got a lot done in the first year, but it's now time to push on an open door. It's now time to go get some wins for the American people. Here's what they want. You've already closed the border. You're already deported millions of people, and I believe you'll do more. But what if we focus for a minute on the red states? Because yes, the blue states, most of them are sanctuary states. Most of the blue cities are run by corruption. They steal our money. They replace us with illegals that will vote for them. But there's a lot of fraud in the red states. And if you were to pull up a map, you would see that the United States of America is predominantly red, predominantly Republican, predominantly conservative, right? These are the people that overwhelmingly voted for you, President Trump. These are the people that stood in line, that voted for you three times. I'm a three-time Trump voter, and I'm proud to say that. I believe in you. But what if we started working in these red states with the red governors? And then you allow people like me, people like Alex Jones, John Fawcett, and the next bit, to go out and be your megaphone. Show all of the good that you guys are doing. So here's the thought. There are millions of illegal criminals, murderers, rapists, child traffickers in these red states and red cities. Why not spend effort going in there? So if you want kinetic warfare with ICE and Border Patrol, go into the areas where you're already wanted, where you're already going to get support. Utah, Mississippi, Alabama, Texas, the big red areas. You already have the support of those governors and those AGs. I'll give you an example. Border Chief Greg Bovino, he's up in Minnesota right now. They're literally throwing chips at him. They're throwing bricks. They're throwing rocks. They're burning cars to the ground. And he said in an interview, during the 30 days that they were in Louisiana, a red area, they had one incident, one minor attack on ICE agents. They were able to round up thousands of people and get them the hell out of our country. Then President Trump says, I need you right now. We've got Somali fraud coming out our ears. They are literally stealing billions and billions of dollars. And oh, on top of that, it looks like the attorney general, it looks like the mayor, it looks like the senator, the woman from Congress, Ilhan Omar, and Governor Tim Walz. They are in on the cover up. They are in on the theft of American money, American jobs, and we need you up there. So what do they do? They surge up with 2,000. It gets really ugly. They sue to get those 2,000 out. President Trump says, hell no. And he sends another 1,000. Well, right now they're being attacked. So we went from one incident in 30 days to 30 incidents every day. And now it's hundreds. So you've got Greg Bovino going out there. His people are being attacked. Meanwhile, down in Louisiana, things went really well. Over in Florida, Republican red state governor Ron DeSantis, he quietly rounded up 20,000 illegal criminals and moved them out of the United States of America with almost no pushback. So think about that. These people were hiding in the states that voted for you most. These murderers, these child rapers, these human traffickers, these gangsters, these drug dealers, they're in the states that voted for you most. So that's what I would say to President Trump. Go get some easy wins. Keep your agenda. keep your promises. I know that you love the challenge of the blue states and the sanctuary cities, but that's just something that I wanted to throw out. And we know that there's voter fraud in these areas. We know that there is, just the worst of the worst have been sent right here in Utah. We're dealing with Train de Aragua. Just two nights ago at a local Walmart, there was attempted kidnapping. They had to bring people in. And then what did they find out? They found out that it was Train de Aragua gang members from Venezuela. I didn't even know they were here. They're just as much here as they are in Texas, as they are up in Seattle. So why isn't President Trump working more closely with red state governors and red state AG? We're going to talk more about that. But wouldn't that be amazing? I mean, just look at the response of Chicago, Illinois, and Los Angeles, right? Let's stick with Chicago for a minute. So President Trump says, we got to get into Illinois. Specifically, I want to go into Chicago. A lot of this is to rub Governor Pritzker wrong, right? But then you go into Tennessee, which had a red governor. And what does he do? He says, we're going to go into the city with the most crime. It happens to be a blue city, Memphis, Tennessee, one of the highest murder rates in America. What happens? They're mostly welcomed with open arms. There was a little pushback, but once people understood, hey, we're here to get a list of criminals out of your jail, off of your streets, to clean up the homeless encampments, to clean up the drug dealer situation, and they end up having tremendous success. So this is what I'm trying to say. Is why not go out, get those big wins, keep your campaign promise to the very people who voted for you most. I love seeing the infiltration of Chicago and Los Angeles, but I want to see some big wins. And I think there's a lot of big wins that we could look at as we go into red cities and states. Now, again, you were overwhelmingly voted for. You won the popular vote, but it was mostly the red states and the red cities that put you back into office. So think about that. All right. Before I bring John on, I want to go through one other story. Vice President J.D. Vance said that the fraud in Minnesota is bad, but the fraud out in California is about 1,300% more than Minnesota. And he wants to unleash hell on Gavin Newsom and California because a 1,300% higher fraud rate than what's making national news right now. If you guys could run clip number one, we'll watch that and then we'll go through that together.
How many more arrests do we think we're going to see nationwide? I mean, look, I think we have a fraud problem that is much worse in California than it is in Minnesota. I was talking actually to our small business administrator. I think she's found probably $500 million of fraud in Minneapolis and the broader Minnesota area. I think she's found $7 billion worth of fraud in California. So this is unfortunately a problem that is much bigger than Minnesota. But it also highlights how absurd this effort to prevent the immigration enforcement is. If you look at blue states, blue cities, you look at Memphis, Tennessee, not a Republican mayor. You look at red states like Texas, but blue cities like Austin. You do not see this level of chaos over the enforcement of our immigration laws. What you have is a small band of very far left people who are doing everything that they can, up to and including assaulting law enforcement officers and raiding churches, to try to make ICE out to be the ultimate enemy and to kind of engage in this weird small-scale civil war against federal immigration law. It's absurd. It's added a lot of chaos here in Minneapolis, and it's one of the problems why I'm here to fix it.
All right. So two things from what our great vice president just said. When we go into these blue states and blue cities, it's nothing but chaos. And we've got all these red areas that we could go do incredible things. I'm on the same page with you, Vice President. But at the same time, I understand why he and President Trump and others want to go in to these blue areas. Did you hear what he said? In the first week of their investigation, they discovered $500 million in SBA fraud, Small Business Association with Kelly Loeffler. But then they start digging in to California and they're like, oh my gosh, there's actually 1300% more fraud out in California. There's $7 billion of the same type of fraud. So it's massive. And Dr. Oz just came out and said, and there's also about $4 billion in Medicaid fraud out in California. So I get that. And I want them to deal with it. But you saw what the vice president said there. It kind of lines up with what I'm thinking, which is like, hey, it's really bad in the sanctuary areas, in the blue cities, in the blue states. But there's also a lot we could do without all of the chaos and the bodily injury to really give back to the people that voted for us most. Now, I want to hit on this as I bring John Fawcett in, but I want to go over one more clip, clip number two from Vice President J.D. Vance, talking about Trump's economy and future and how he wants to keep their campaign promise. Roll clip number two, please.
Stop us. But I'm here in Toledo to talk about the great American comeback, and that is what I believe we are 1 year in. We are 1 year in to raising wages for workers instead of declining wages for workers. We're 1 year in to $18 trillion of new investment for the United States of America instead of investment going to every other country but the United States of America. We're 1 year in to getting illegal aliens out of our country so that American homes can go to American citizens, which is exactly where they ought to go. And we are 1 year in to seeing lower inflation and bigger paychecks and more opportunity for the American worker. Ladies and gentlemen, I think that we are on the cusp of the greatest economic year in the history of the United States of America because we're doing something new for a change. We're investing in you. We're investing in American workers. We're investing in American businesses. And we're saying to everybody that the United States is open for business, but only if you invest in our great American people and our great American businesses. We're done with the old approach of shipping American jobs overseas and investing in everybody else. We're back to investing in the American worker, and we're not going to stop fighting for you until we return America to the true golden age of great American prosperity.
Man, that's really inspiring stuff. I just loved how he wants to invest in America, the American worker. But think about this for a second. So Democrats are fine with fraud because they need more of your money, more American taxpayer money to cover up their fraud and their bad behavior. So they want to raise taxes. You have President Trump and the vice president saying, we want to lower your taxes. You have Democrats saying, we want to flood America with illegals that will work for less, live off of the American taxpayer, but ultimately vote Democrat. You have President Trump saying, we will drain America of the illegals that are literally sucking our safety net programs dry. So we're fighting against illegals when it comes to food, jobs, school, access to teachers, affordable insurance, doctors, housing, apartment, and more. To help me go through this and more, I want to bring on my special guest now, John Fawcett from The Great America Show. John, thank you so much for joining me today.
A delight, Stephen, and congratulations to be hosting the show of who I call the GOAT. I don't ever miss a show. I watch Alex Jones every night before I go to bed. So congratulations tonight. I will be watching you and I on rerun.
Well, Alex is doing an incredible job making sure that the American people know the truth about what's really going on. I started the show off with this idea of President Trump spending time in these American states. This idea first came to me when I was speaking with the Lieutenant Attorney General, Aaron Reitz of Texas. And he was saying that one of the reasons he wants to get elected is that he actually wants to work hand in hand with President Trump. And he and I talked about how, it might be time to take a break from the chaos and, you know, the bodily injury to these brave ICE agents and go in, because he said down in Texas, We got fraud like California. In some of these other areas, we've got illegals just as bad. What are your thoughts on President Trump directing kinetic energy and resources to go in and clean up some of these red states and red cities?
I agree with you completely, but I think both can be done at the same time. Both can be true at the same time. I think you can continue to have a presence in these Marxist dem run states. The problem, which is why I don't totally agree with you, but I agree with you in most, is that you let these cities, Stephen, you pull out of these cities like Minneapolis, they will burn that damn place to the ground just as they did during the Summer of Love during the George Floyd protests, and you let them off the hook. There's no repercussions, as you recall. Nobody went to jail for George Floyd. Nobody went to jail for burning down police stations or burning police cars. They got away with everything. So I think if we pull out of those cities, we allow them to do that again. Now, I think what you can do is you can utilize more of your government employees. Maybe you send in the actual military. What if we just skip the National Guard and we send in the Marines to Minneapolis? And then we see what happens when we send in the military. We see if these pink-haired, nose-ring-wearing freaks continue to go out in the streets and abuse our members of the federal government who go out there and put their lives on the line every day to take, as you said, rapists and murderers off the streets. I don't know if you saw the clip, Stephen, about a week ago. It was an ICE agent driving down the street, and he rolled down his window and he said to the woman, "Do you realize what you're stopping right now? I'm going to arrest a child sex predator, and you're stopping me from doing my job. Do you realize that?" They don't care. They don't want to listen. These people are sub-100 level IQ people. They're sick, demented, and deranged.
Let me ask you this, because I want to give people the benefit of the doubt, but I also don't like to surround myself with stupidity. Do you think that the people up in Minnesota, and I know it's a small minority masquerading as the majority, right? I think most people in Minnesota are good. They don't want these riots. They don't want the chaos. But the ones that hit the street, do you think that they understand the mission of ICE and President Trump? That they are there to get the murderers, the rapists, the child traffickers, the gangsters, the drug dealers? Do you think they know that they're there with a pre-planned list of who to go and grab? Or do you think that they really believe that they're there to disappear American citizens?
No, I don't believe so, and nor do I think they care. These are people, I think, Stephen, for the most part, are paid agitators. The money flows in. You remember just a few months ago what happened in L.A.? It was like 2020 all over again. We saw piles of bricks just appearing somehow on the sides of roads, on the overpasses of highways. How did they get there? Who bought them? Because we know these bums who are doing these protests aren't going out delivering pallets in their Toyota Priuses. Not that there's anything wrong with a Toyota Prius, but we know that they're not doing it. These are, the men are beta males, and the women are, I don't even know what you can say to be nice about them. It's 100%. It's an organized effort backed by the likes of George Soros and the rest of the Marxist-backed ilk. These people don't care, Stephen. It gives them a reason to go out and riot. They don't know. They don't care. But the second you tell them you're moving a sex predator or a child molester into their neighborhood, all bets are off.
Yeah, that's interesting. There's a guy, I think his channel is Politibrawl, and he goes into New York City, Minneapolis, Los Angeles with this tiny little microphone. And he says, "Hey, what are your thoughts on illegals? Oh, they should be in the country. We should be able to help them out. This is what made America great." And then he's like, "Okay, when can we move one of them into your house?" And they're like, "No, I'm not gonna." So it's all good until you have to actually put up a room in your house, put up money, your own food. I don't know if you saw this, but I read this just before coming on Alex's network, that they found a U-Haul van rolling into Minneapolis that was full of body armor. So somebody is paying for these bricks. Somebody is paying for this body armor to show up. Do you think the FBI is going to figure out who's funding this? Because I keep hearing Pam Bondi and Kash Patel tell us, "We're going to follow the money and find these people." Your thoughts?
Yeah, I'm, Steven, I gotta be honest with you. I'm so tired of it. I'm so tired of the Cash Patel, the Pam Bondi, and I go out on my show every night and I talk about the same exact thing. I'm tired of it, Steven. We're now a year and 2 days or 3 days into this administration. We have not one arrest. I mean, one meaningful arrest. We continue to let these things just roll and roll and roll with no repercussions. Steven, if you can go out and steal cars every night as you, Steven Gardner, what makes you stop? You don't stop. You keep going because you know you're not getting arrested. You know you're going to get away with it. It's going to continue to happen until heads start to roll. Now, maybe President Trump needs to call the bluff of these Marxist Dems like Gavin Newsom and Tim Walz and incite the Insurrection Act. Enough is enough. How much longer are we supposed to tolerate this? And these people, all they do it for, Steven, is a quick TikTok clip of someone being shot in the face with a pepper ball or pepper spray. And they're like, look, these ICE agents, they're terrorists. Look what they're doing to these innocent Americans. And you look at it and you're like, I mean, you're outnumbered 1,000 to 1 by these freaks. These poor guys have to be terrified. And I feel for them so much.
Yeah. Well, I saw that Border Patrol Chief Greg Bovino said, hey, if you're tired of the mayor and the Minneapolis police blocking you from doing your job, demoralizing you, if you guys quit, we'll hire you on at ICE. And I believe there's already 20 plus that have done that. I hope President Trump doesn't have to, invoke the Insurrection Act, but he may have to because it is getting ridiculous. Now, we're going to be taking a break here in a minute. When we get back, John is going to help break a story about how American corporations are betraying Americans and keeping on illegal immigrants for cheaper wages. We'll be right back to cover that.
If you ask Grok, or if you ask a sports nutritionist, or if you ask the nutritionists on the Olympic teams, they will tell you that creatine is absolutely a must. TheAlexJonesStore.com already has the very best creatine you can get on the market. But now we're introducing this, and I am extremely excited. Let me introduce you to this bad boy that comes in two delicious flavors. That is the recommended daily allowance of the highest quality type of creatine. Right there, concentrated, the very best. We get it from the top lab in the country, the highest rated. 5 milligrams of this a day. Bottom line, this is tasty, it's delicious, it's good for you, it helps children, it helps middle-aged people, and it really helps old people. If you're not taking creatine, you're crazy, and we've got the best. If you ask Grok, or if you ask a sports nutritionist, or if you ask the nutritionists on the Olympic teams, they will tell you that creatine is absolutely a must. TheAlexJonesStore.com already has the very best creatine you can get on the market. But now we're introducing this, and I am extremely excited. Let me introduce you to this bad boy that comes in two delicious flavors. That is the recommended daily allowance of the highest quality type of creatine. Right there, concentrated, the very best. We get it from the top lab in the country, the highest rated. 5 milligrams of this a day. Bottom line, this is tasty, it's delicious, it's good for you, it helps children, it helps middle-aged people, and it really helps old people. If you're not taking creatine, you're crazy, and we've got the best. We have a new product in at TheAlexJonesStore.com. Now, you've been asking for DNA Force, but we brought it back, but even stronger. And ladies and gentlemen, if you want stamina, energy, clarity, with no letdown, and incredible health, this is it. Ultra DNA Revival. And it's key to understand that all of the ingredients in this are organically derived. You can buy synthetic versions that don't work as good. In some cases, can be toxic for maybe 10% of the price. But despite the fact this has top-end ingredients, it's still very, very affordable. Now, you can go spend a day, and I hope you do, at TheAlexJonesStore.com, looking at the ingredients that are in this and then looking at how they're organically derived and how each ingredient itself is a game-changer for you and your family. So if you want to boost your clarity, your focus, your energy, your immune system, your overall health, this is the product for you. And the first run is now available right now at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
back to our program.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain's switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced, and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow, grass-fed from thealexjonesstore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available, discounted, at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back to the fourth hour of InfoWars, the Alex Jones Show. I'm the guest host, Stephen Gardner. I have John Fawcett with me. Make sure that you guys are checking out the Alex Jones store. I personally buy from them. I eat the creatine gummies, the sour ones. They are amazing. I want to jump right back in with my guest, John Fawcett from The Great America Show. John, you've got some interesting insight and breaking news about what's going on with American corporations betraying President Trump, betraying the American people to keep illegals on at lower wages. Please share that with us now.
Well, I was saving it to break on my show tonight, but you know what? It's an honor to be preemptive and break it on the Alex Jones Show with you. Tonight, Stephen, we're putting the North Atlantic Carpenters Union on notice. They operate out of Massachusetts, New York, Connecticut, Rhode Island, New Hampshire, Maine, and Vermont. We have evidence that has now been pushed to the administration and verified, received by the administration. Not quite as high as Donald Trump, but we'll say right below him, of the North Atlantic Carpenters Union firing and laying off American workers born here, American citizens, to keep on illegal aliens, and not just illegals from south of the border, illegals from north of the border as well. So tonight, Stephen, we're putting them on notice. We're going to give them a week to get their act together. Now, I have people inside of the union, infiltrating the union, inside, so all of my knowledge is firsthand from inside the union, the companies as well who are partaking in this. We're going to give them a week to get their act together and get these Americans back to work that you furloughed and laid off to keep on illegals and hide them on certain jobs, Stephen. I have evidence that on certain jobs that require government identification, some companies operating in government buildings, these employees are mysteriously disposed of, these illegals, until further notice and sent to other jobs while the Americans work the jobs inside these government buildings because they could provide identification where the illegals cannot. So we're going to give them a week from today till next Friday to get their act together before we blow the lid off this entire thing and absolutely annihilate you scumbags for doing this to the American people.
Wow. Okay. Well, I don't like that. I don't like that one bit. I covered the Biden years, one of the things that became apparent was that this, I mean, remember when Tucker Carlson was mocked saying that there's this replacement theory that they're replacing us. And then they were like, well, in order to downgrade this idea, let's say it's just about replacing white people, right? But what we've come to find out is the Democrat Party is willing to replace anybody that doesn't vote for the Democrat Party. Now you've got Elon Musk on one end of the extreme saying all of this flooding us with 20 million illegal immigrants was all about flooding the swing states, stabilizing the blue states in order to rig elections and have a one-party system like California. On the other side, you have Trends Journal Gerald Celente saying, it's all about bringing in cheap labor. The American government doesn't want to keep putting money into Social Security. They don't want to keep taking care of American citizens. They want people from foreign countries coming here, shacking up 20 people to a house that go out, do the dirty jobs that the Americans refuse to do, which I don't agree with. Your thoughts on this, or is it both? Is this about replacing votes and getting cheaper labor?
I think in the inception, if you look back, Stephen, probably the mid to early 2000s, it was about bringing in cheap labor. And we could thank George W. Bush for that and Barack Hussein Obama and their implementation of bringing in as many Indians via H-1Bs as they can, as many Chinese nationals to infiltrate our schooling system. But I think as time went on and the Democratic Party started to realize that they're losing at every quarter because they cannot defend inflation. They can't defend high prices on gasoline or egg prices, which is what they want to talk about. They can't defend just about anything. They can't defend fentanyl pouring through our borders or child sex traffickers or children being trafficked through our borders. There's not one Democrat position that these people could defend. So they said, well, what can we do now? Well, it's easy. It's in our blood. Let's lie, cheat, and steal. And it was to flood in as we progressed into 2000, I would say past 2016, because they didn't think that Donald Trump was going to win, into 2020. Let's bring in as many illegals as we can and flood the voter rolls, which is why you see so much pushback from the Democrats about simple voter ID. You need voter ID to go buy a beer. You need voter ID to go buy a damn lotto ticket. If I want to go casino and play some blackjack, I got to show an ID to play and I got to show an ID to cash out. And you're telling me it's racist or sexist or misogynist for someone to show their ID when they go to vote? I want to add one more thing to the North Atlantic Carpenters Union. We also have evidence and video evidence of people inside the union demanding that these workers vote Democrat. Now, I'm not entirely sure the legality on that, but we're working on that as well.
All right. Well, I can't say the name of the company because I got inside information, but there is a major medical company. New York, New Jersey, Utah, a few other places, big international player. And they were just cramming the LGBTQ stuff down people's throats under the Biden administration. Every week, multiple stuff. You've got to go to training. You've got to go to this. And over and over again, there was this push to vote Democrat. I don't think companies should, be getting involved in that. Let me ask you this. You're there in New York. We now know that there's just fraud everywhere. I think maybe the biggest story next to the border being closed and nobody getting in is just how much fraud. I mean, we thought the Washington DC was a swamp, but it seems to have spread everywhere. And Washington DC seems to be the funding mechanism for all of the theft of American money and treasure. But right there in New York City, I covered a story last night on my show where there was a fake daycare. They've now pled guilty. They had a fake daycare that was also charging Medicaid. And between the fake daycare and the fake Medicaid, $68 million stolen from the American people. Your thoughts on that story and like how much fraud is there in America?
Well, Stephen, they haven't even taken the lid off of the largest city in America, in New York City. Imagine the fraud we've seen. So I don't even know what the number is now in Minneapolis. You hear 9 billion, 18 billion by some low IQ Somalians. Can you imagine the fraud, Stevie, that they're going to uncover? It's got to be hundreds of millions of dollars in the biggest city in America right here in New York City. I cannot wait. I am so looking forward to it. It's hard to believe that these people are this dumb that they put all their eggs in one basket and their big scheme was literally daycare centers. I mean, if one goes under and two goes under, Stephen, people are going to start to, as Lou Dobbs used to tell me, lift up the rug and find out what's underneath there. I can't begin to imagine the amount of fraud that's going on in this place. And once it's uncovered, who's responsible and who's involved? Because this stuff doesn't go on without our politicians. whose heads need to start rolling. Bob Menendez should not be the only one. Gold Bar Bob Menendez should not be the only one in jail right now. This all falls, Stephen, under the Trump Justice Department. This isn't incumbent upon Letitia James, Big Tish James, or Big Alvin Bragg here in New York. This is up to President Trump and the Southern District of New York. So there's no excuses. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. This needs to begin, because if there was fraud in Minnesota, I'd be willing to put my life on the line that there's fraud here in New York, and probably at a scale of 10 to 100 times what we saw in Minnesota, in Minneapolis.
Yeah. I mean, earlier in the show, before you came on, I had mentioned $500 million in SBA fraud in Minnesota.
There you go.
They're saying $7 billion in California. So imagine New York. Imagine New York. Let me ask you this. One of the scariest things that I heard in the past week was from the mouth of Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer of New York, where you are, saying that Democrats will win. He confidently says that they will win 2026. They're going to impeach Donald J. Trump. They will have the votes to remove him, and then they will reinstate all of the money and the programs that Trump shut down. USAID, NGOs, fake charities, money laundering scams, enrichment scams, and then they will increase their budgets. Now, to me, what I'm hearing is we're going back to the old way of stealing American money, taking advantage of American workers, retired people, using them in order to keep illegals fat, happy, working without all of the costs that come from carrying Medicaid and Social Security, and we're going to allow criminal activity and money laundering so we can rig elections, rig census, flood the money with new voters and cheap labor. Your thoughts on what Chuck Schumer said?
First, I want to preface it with Chuck Schumer's the slimiest, dirtiest, sleaziest person I've ever met in my life. I had the pleasure of sitting next to him on a plane home from France one time. It was the worst flight of my life. That aside, I think President Trump should take everything that this sleazebag says very seriously. Because if you think about it, in 2020, they didn't tell us that they were going to arrest Donald Trump. We thought they were. We thought they may come after him. This is him being very straightforward, telling us what he is going to do and what the Marxist Dems are going to do. I think Donald Trump should heed the warning and take it with great seriousness. And this falls on not just Donald Trump, but John Thune and Mike Johnson to get off their asses once and for all and do something. I mean, you think about it, Stephen, we're less than a year now away from the midterm elections, and every poll's all day, every day. Mark Mitchell sends it to me every day. They do not look good for the Republicans. And if you think about it, why would they? What have the Republicans done to garner the support of the American people? If I'm a congressman, Stephen, right now, I'm not going out and campaigning, because what if someone asks me the question, well, congressman, what have you done? Oh, well, we did the big, beautiful bill about 8 months ago. And since then, you know, we really haven't done much. I wouldn't have the gall and the guts to go out there and face my constituents and tell them that I'm just a lazy SOB who's good for nothing.
Yeah. Speaking of, big policy change that the Republicans are holding up, what in the heck is going on with the SAVE Act? Like, why can we not get this passed? The House passed it, I believe, over a year ago. They've now come out with a new version that they're treating like Disney Plus. It's called Save Act Plus. They say it's going to be even stronger. It's going to do even more to protect America, to make elections free, to make them fair. Mitch McConnell doesn't want to touch this. John Thune doesn't want to touch this. I'm wondering why this thing, any thoughts or opinion or insight on why the House could get this passed, but the Senate is just sitting on their thumbs?
Money, corruption. You have guys like Lady Lindsey Graham there, rhinos. The truth of the matter is, Stephen, whenever there's an issue that comes to light, the easiest thing to do is to just go track the money. Track where these politicians are getting their money from, and you'll find a track record of consistent with how they vote. We need to get to the bottom of it. And this is, once again, falls on Kash Patel. I don't care if it's Republicans. I don't care if it's Democrats. If these people are compromised, we need to get to the bottom of it. And they need to be held accountable. It's not rules for thee and rules for me. We all play by the same rules. But these people consistently continue to get away, each and every one of them, with something. And I don't know how many of them are bought off or paid off or just flat out corrupt or dumb. But we need to take a look back and figure out and bring these votes to the floor. That's the other thing that I take big issue with. Bring the vote to the floor and let the damn thing fail. Because then you have a vote record of your member of Congress, of your member of the Senate, going on the record and saying, no, I am not for election integrity. I do not want secure elections. And let them answer to the voters. But John Thune doesn't have the backbone to do it because he's a damn rhino. And the Republicans had the chance to have Rick Scott in there. But what did they do? They went behind closed doors and they did a closed door ballot and they made it all a secret so nobody knows. Like we're in fifth damn grade, Stephen, voting for the class president or playing a game of 7-Up so nobody knows who voted for who. I mean, they've got to grow the hell up, as the great Lou Dobbs used to say.
Yeah. Oh, I miss that guy. We're going to look at clip 4 here. This is Congressman Steve Scalise talking about SAVE Act Plus and what it will do if he can get the Senate to pass it. Let's watch this one together.
Over to the Senate to give them even more incentive to go protect the sanctity of every American's vote. And that is the SAVE Act Plus, a picture ID requirement. Look, you can't even get on an airplane. You can't go to a bar tonight without showing a picture ID. Yet there are people in many states where the states actually have laws saying you can't show ID, which is a recipe for fraud, for stealing your vote if you're voting legally so that somebody can come behind you illegally in another country and actually vote and steal your vote. Because if somebody's voting illegally, they're stealing your vote if you're following the rules. So SAVE Act Plus picture ID, we're going to bring that to send that to the Senate. I think a lot of Americans would like that protection, because if they're following the rules, they just want everybody else to. What makes people angry is when you see boxes of ballots showing up 2 weeks after an election, and then next thing you know, lo and behold, a Democrat takes the lead after being behind for 3 weeks after Election Day. And then somebody who voted by mail in the military, they're overseas fighting to defend our freedoms. Their votes that got in legally before the election are being nullified by somebody illegally. It needs to stop. We're going to have a bill to do just that.
All right. So that's the SAVE Act Plus that will go to the floor in the House. John, could it be that John Thune, Mitch McConnell, let's set aside that Mitch McConnell is evil and has sold out the United States of America for decades. Let's just set that to the side. Could it just come down mathematically to, we don't believe we'll get 60 votes, so let's not waste our breath on this vote?
Senator Mitch McConnell, who looks like Froghorn Leghorn, I have to add there. I think it comes down to a little bit of both, but at the same time, Stephen, let me go back real quick for a second, because that was really cute of Steve Scalise there. What investigations have they done, Stephen? Do you know any to your knowledge, and I'm not interviewing you, but do you know any to your knowledge on what investigations have been done to check the fraud on the 2020 election that happened 4 years, 6 years ago? I say four, 6 years ago. Do you know of any? No, so we don't know anything that happened in the 2020 election. We still don't know how the election was stolen. We know it was stolen, but we don't know how. We don't know what they did. And these guys want to come and talk cute like, oh, we're going to save democracy, knowing damn well that they don't have the votes to do whatever they want to do, man. It's a damn shame. John Thune needs to bring the vote to the floor and let the chips fall where they may. And if they can't get the 60 votes and they have the majority, there's a little thing called the filibuster.
Hey, listen, you guys, whether you bring something to the floor or not, you're getting paid $174,000 a year. You get to do insider trading, your backroom deals, but bring it to the floor. Let the American people see it fail without the 60 votes. But you brought up a really great point. So you need 60 votes in the Senate in order to pass a bill, but you only need 51 votes in order to change the rules about passing a bill. So why don't these politicians have the balls to say, we've got 50 plus Vice President J.D. Vance is the tiebreaker, let's change this rule. Why are we not doing that? If you guys are going to campaign and raise money on making elections free, fair, and secure, then why aren't you putting our money where your mouth is and changing the rule and getting this thing passed?
There's one name. It's John Thune. And what he's doing, Stephen, is protecting Lisa Murkowski and Susan Collins. The rhino you've got out there now in Utah, Mitt Romney 2.0. Rand Paul seemingly has gone rogue. I don't know what's happened to that guy. He maybe needs some Alex Jones methylene blue to kick his rear end into action. John Thune doesn't want to expose these rhinos, which who he's friends with, which who he gives money to. The whole thing is so corrupt, but you don't hear, Stephen, this kind of rhetoric. You don't hear this kind of talk when you tune into the mainstream media. So the American people don't know. The people who are tuning into Fox News and CNN and MSNBC, they're getting fed a whole different narrative when they turn on Sean Hannity every night and they're seeing Lady Lindsey Graham on that channel. They're not finding out what's really happening behind the scenes, which is what you hear when you tune into shows like Alex Jones or Yours and I's. The American people are not informed. And the wool is being pulled over their eyes right before us.
Yeah. All right. Somebody that I recently interviewed, he's currently the Lieutenant Attorney General of Texas under Ken Paxton, Aaron Reitz. And I believe he's going to win in a landslide. He and I had a discussion about President Trump working more with red governors, red attorney generals. If Congress can't get stuff passed and codified, then he needs to go to the second level, which is at the state level, these governors. And one of the ways to protect the election would be to immediately redo the census. I want to roll clip number 5, Lieutenant Attorney General of Texas, Aaron Reitz, and then we'll talk about that. One thing that has really bothered me, and I don't know that Trump will have the money or the support or the bandwidth to be able to handle this, but it's become very clear that there is enough evidence that the most recent U.S. census was just counting illegals and bodies versus American citizens, and red states were undercounted and blue states were overcounted. And according to different sources, that stole between 18 to 22 House seats from the Republican Party. Is there anything that we can do, or is this why you guys sued to get 5 new seats in the state of Texas?
Yeah, look, it's a huge problem. I've always been clear as a public official, as a lawyer on behalf of the federal government, the state government, and now even as a candidate. We should not just be counting bodies for the purposes of the census. If you're here illegally, if a census is counting people that are here illegally, that is not only stupid on its face, right? I don't know why we're trying to count the population of the citizens of this country, because it's the citizens that then get factored in. They're the ones that are engaging in the political process. They're the ones that are the recipients of certain public benefits and so on and so forth. That seems to me to be totally common sense to only count citizens. Even if you're sympathetic to the, you know, having tens of millions, if not hundreds of millions of illegals here, like, I don't understand why they should be counted in the census.
All right. It took the Alex Jones show to get me reacting to my own self-reacting. your thoughts on that? If we can't get the SAVE Act or the SAVE Act Plus passed, is it time for President Trump to say, hey, we know that you guys rigged the census. You overcounted in the blue states because you love illegals and bodies that are breathing. And you undercounted in the red ones, and you guys cheated us between 18 and 20 seats. Is that the next move?
Yeah, and just going off of something, I don't know if you remember, but they allegedly did a recount of the ballots in Georgia. And they did a recount, Stephen, of the ballots that were stolen. So, of course, you're still going to get a stolen ballot election when you're recounting stolen ballots. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure the damn thing out. It's the same thing that they want to do with the census. Count each and every body. Don't knock on doors. Don't check legal immigration status. It's the same exact thing they're doing now, just at a bigger scale. It's time for these Republican governors and attorney generals to get a hold of their states, because it's incumbent upon them, not the federal government, to get their own state laws into coordination and to stop the steal. I know it's so niche and whatever, but stop the steal. Stop the steal. It's what they need to do. The governors need to get off their rear end, Stephen, and get to work. President Trump is not a one-man show. He needs the help of these people, and they've got to get to work.
Yeah. I'm not going to lie, John. Sometimes it feels like a one-man show. Like, I'm a libertarian that votes conservative because I like to win, but there are many times where I feel like President Trump is pulling the cart and you got the GOP sitting in the cart, just taking that free ride. But we know the 2020 election was stolen. We know that illegals were voting. We know that, they were rigging the census in order to get more seats. They were flooding the blue states and blue cities, in order to try to get rid of the swing states, so that that would never be an issue again. What do you think in our final seconds here together? President Trump was able to deport over 2 million people, about 2.6 million, 2 million of those self-deported. What do you think we're going to see in year two as far as deportations?
He's got no choice but to double it. Double it or bust. My final thoughts.
Okay. Double it or bust. Hey, thank you guys so much for joining us on the Alex Jones Show today.
Our medical grade USP ultramethylene blue, exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus, like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1 month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it, because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com and it funds our operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. Thealexjonesstore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
Alex Jones, patriot. A man they tried to silence. They came for his voice, his platform, his life. But they can't stop him. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology. We have the capability to make the world's most unstoppable force. Alex Jones will be that man. Better than he was before. Better, stronger, faster, louder.
Go to alexjonesapp.com, the number one news app in the world.